systems go. Prepare for countdown. 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. Blast off to adventure in the amazing year 400 billion.
Obscene, dirty, filthy, immoral.
What are you people? On dope?
Kaboom! Hello and welcome to the Jam Hole. Today is Wednesday, June 3rd, 2009. My name is Matt.
And my name is Braden.
I'm Danny.
And thank you so much, everybody, for being with us on tonight's wonderful, momentous occasion. This is, finally, episode number 200. Round of applause, everybody. Episode number 200! Yay! We've made it over a year and a half. 200 episodes up until this point right here. One live 12-hour fucking piss fuck of a outside stream thing that we did.
That was fun.
Fantastic. Was we've gone through about 3 co-hosts, 4 girlfriends, and here we are.
We're still here.
Fucking A. With us tonight, we have a full fucking house again. To my left, we would like to welcome John back on the show. John?
Thank you.
We have Adam back on the show once again.
Hello.
And for his first ever Jam Hole debut appearance, we have the Ginger.
His name is Jeff.
No, his... Thank you. Whoa, his name is Ginger.
Ginger Jeff.
Ginger Jeff. Ginger...
We'll call him GJ.
If I ever... Ginger Jeff, if I ever see you on the forums, your nickname had better fucking be Ginger Jeff.
I think he is on the forums.
Are you?
Yeah. I did it for your podcast voting thing.
Oh, nice, nice. Ah. Even though you didn't have to be a member to vote for us, I appreciate the effort. Thank you.
Yeah, stop talking when I'm taking a drink.
No, I just wanted to see how well that was going to work because there's like 5 other people with microphones in front of them. So I just wanted to throw that out there real quick.
What?
To see if anyone would be like...
So what did you bring
hold
to
on,
the
hold
table?
Hold on, I got something to say. Wait. So yeah, thank you guys for being with us tonight. We are very proud to have been doing this long in the face of adversity and all the stupid bullshit.
Are you sick of it yet?
No.
No?
I'm good.
Are you sure?
I remember one time you were.
When,
was that one?
That one episode.
Oh, I'm Matt. This is our last episode.
Fucking
sick of it.
That I can take blame for.
You can take all the blame for
and
it.
And I actually got to sit here on the couch unmiked and watch the entire failure take place, which was lovely.
It was fun.
It turned out it was caught. Oh, fuck this shit.
Hey, it turned out to be a pretty good show.
It did. It did.
5 minutes, Matt had a good time.
Yeah, it was just the beginning that was bad.
I had a lot of, semen building up in my balls.
Is that it? Well, and you need to get it out.
Yeah.
And then she helped you finally.
Finally, yes.
I think Josh's talk helped you. He's like, oh, wham, my podcast
yeah, right.
is so
yeah,
hard.
Yeah, great. So yeah, we don't have the phone call system live right now, but we will be playing voicemails. We got a few voicemails to play at the end of the show. So if at any part through the show you want to leave a message for us to play at the end, go ahead and 406-204-4687, leave a message, and then we'll unplug one of the mics, plug the laptop back in, and we'll play voicemails right before we get out of here. So, you can also thejamhole.com/feedback. Before we get started, I was going through... I just want to preface this by saying it took 200 episodes, but it finally did happen. It was only a matter of time. I've been waiting for this to happen for quite a while now.
Uh-huh.
It hasn't happened until last night. It finally did happen.
Okay.
So the other night, I was sitting there going through, looking at stats and stuff and seeing, you know, where people are finding us from, this and that. And I see there's a Google image search for Aussie Palooza. Allzeepalooza. If you go to thejamhole.com, you'll see there's one episode in three parts, and that was the Depot Park show. That was the outdoor thing we stream live all fucking day.
With 26Z,
with
pretty 26Z much the whole time.
Hanging out with us. The uncle was with us.
Yes.
Danny's mom and gay brother was with us. There was just a ton of
Everyone.
People coming and going the whole fucking time, except for Adam, who said he was going to be with us and then bitch-dicked out.
No call, no show.
No call, no show. One more of those.
There was definitely regret involved in there. We went on a very long hiking trip and ended up not where we wanted to be. We had fun, but not where we wanted to be.
Didn't even want to hike at all.
It's like you could have hung out.
I did. I mean, otherwise I would have made it to the show. In fact, me and Jeff regret the whole holy shit out of that. We wish we would have made it to that show. So for that, I'm very sorry.
That's fine. One more of those, you're fired. Burger says, do we get to see some boobies?
Danny?
That would be a negative.
Possibly.
I'll show mine.
Unless we leave the feed live after the show.
After everyone gets the fuck out of our house.
Right, right.
Yeah, actually, for show 200, we could bring a camera in the bedroom and get down on
Just do it on the couch.
On the live. I am not having...
It's hard.
I'm not having any naked part of my body touch this disgusting couch.
You gave Matt a fresh idea.
What's that?
For episode 200.
Oh, what, fucking?
Oh, yeah.
We should do that after the show.
Just take the little camera and just...
Well, then maybe we'll do that after the show. Stick around for the after party. So I'm looking through all the stats, and I see that Google image search for Allzeepalooza. So I click it, and I see, you know, what's coming up. And the first thing that came up is this thing called Third Place Radio. Kalispell's podcast.
What?
And I'm like, what?
That's us. That's
Actually Kalispell. We're actually Montana's only podcast that isn't a faggot fucking stupid church, Fresh Life Church.
Right, right.
Levi Lusco, you pussy. You're so sure about your fucking God, but you won't even call in to debate religion with me, you faggot bitch. Levi, Fresh Life Church, faggot.
Is that one church that's all like, oh, I'm so hip and cool?
It's like, look, I have a piercing and a soul patch.
It's
I'm
in
hip.
The old theater.
The one that my coworker goes to and totally believes in.
We went there once. One
I hate
time,
when he talks about it.
You people are so blind. Just fucking look around.
The one time we went there, it was a fucking creep fest.
Yeah, if you guys remember, back when we first started this show, once every week, me and Braden would pick a different church. And
which lasted two churches.
No, we did three, I think.
I thought it was two.
Maybe.
It was the Fresh Life
Church. Fresh Life and then the weird
and
church.
And then that with all the old ladies.
Christ Scientist.
Yeah.
With the, yeah,
it.
That
and
was
And after
weird.
That one, I'm like, I'm done, dude.
I want to go to church with you.
Yeah, maybe we'll start doing that again.
One more
go
time.
To Fresh Life
Let me make
together.
A recommendation. The
Please.
Cowboy Church down towards Whitefish. It's on a Sunday, but doesn't start until 6 o'clock in the afternoon.
I deliver... around that area.
Hit that, hit
like,
that shit up.
Like, to them, actually.
Oh.
Hit that
okay,
shit
so,
up, dude. Funny.
Third Place Radio. I look around, and it's a podcast in Kalispell, and I'm like, holy shit. So I'm looking around the site, and he does, his name is Tom, and he does a show once every 2 weeks, and it's about a 20-minute show.
Because that's all he can afford with
Lipson. And in the
funny.
20 minutes... Not only does he talk only about Kalispell, but there's not enough to talk about in 20 minutes that he actually has to play music.
Really?
Yeah. Right.
That's how little he has to talk
about? That's how little he has to talk about.
Wow.
Yeah. 20 minutes and I'm going to play music.
Well, when do we ever talk about Kalispell?
Rarely.
Not much.
Exactly.
When there's something worth talking about,
right.
Which is rarely.
And what was the last thing we had to talk about?
We talked about the asbestos thing. Yeah.
The asbestos
But that's
movie.
Not
that's
Kalispell.
Kalispell.
But it's Montana.
Asbestosis.
Yeah.
No, that one chick that ran into the car over her cell phone debate.
The last thing we talked about was the gay pride parade that'll be taking place the 18th
right.
through the 20th.
Yeah, well, and that was the thing at the Allzeepalooza.
Oh, and Wendy's.
Yeah, Red Fox in the chat says Wendy's. We talked about them a couple
we
times.
We talked about them too many
I
times.
I
remember
that one.
Yeah, at Depot Park, you know, because we were playing to a local audience, we did want to kind of do some local stuff. We talked about weed being legalized.
Right,
and
which
then
wasn't local, but we needed to talk about weed.
Right, and then we talked about the gay pride thing,
right.
And then, yeah, and then the Libby thing, the Wendy's thing. It's an ongoing battle. So if you guys go to thirdplaceradio.net, There's
a plug for you. You're welcome.
A lot of good it's going to do, as right, come right. to find out. But Kalispell's third place radio, in the About Us, it says, why third place?
Well, because we're first.
And second.
Right, and second.
thejamhole.com first, thejamhole.com's MySpace blog at thejamhole.com/MySpace second.
Right.
The term third place is what community builders call a place that is not your first place, your home, or your second place, your work, but a third place where you can gather with friends and talk about what's going on in your life. Where we are physically located in Montana, specifically in a little city we call Kalispell in Flathead County. Right. Let's get this party started. Wow. Right.
And you haven't had any drinks.
Not at all. Who we are for right now, TPR, is one guy, Tom Mankey, doing one podcast. Tom has roots in Montana as far back as three generations. Yes. His great-grandfather was the first licensed ham radio operator in the state.
I'm happy to say that I have no generations in this fucking shit.
Me neither.
Me too.
Let's see here. Why now? Our community is in massive crisis. The latest reports show our unemployment figures nearly reaching double digits, like here and everywhere else, dude.
It's worse because we're a smaller town, and there's so many people many jobs.
It's picking back up, though.
Yeah,
slowly but surely.
It's trying.
This week alone, I think I've had about 5 to 7 job offers just this week.
Blowjobs don't count, fat.
Yeah.
You know how you're gay? Flag County is taking in 14% of the state's unemployment money. Things are economically very bad, and they don't seem to be getting better. We need a voice to help us through these times.
Is that you? Is that you, Tom?
Is that you?
Are you going to be my voice to get through this? Get me through this, Tom.
We need to be able to communicate with each other about our shared goals and ideas about how to shape our future. Third Place Radio can be that voice until I gave up. Don't bump that table, please. Our goals. We hope to help the citizens of our community get through these rough times by providing a community sounding board. Is that like a water board?
Or is that...
Because I would love to provide this community with a community water board. Let me tell you what.
I'll volunteer. I'll be the first one.
To do it?
Yeah, to volunteer to be the one waterboarding people.
Oh, right, right. Okay.
Have you
seen the video?
Oh, yeah, I saw
okay,
it.
Okay, that's wicked
it.
Shit.
Yeah, it's not cool.
Not be divisive, as some local talk radio stations are. We'd like to be an over-the-air station, but we'll, for now, settle on being an internet radio station. We'd like to think we are the voice of reason in these times of trouble. So, I emailed him, of course, because I was blown away. I was flabbergasted that there was another podcast here, like I said before, that isn't a church sermon, basically.
Well, we have Vincent's, but it's just music.
Yeah, and he doesn't do
rarely
that
ever,
much.
Yeah.
So I said, hey, Tom, I thought we were the only podcast in Montana, let alone Kalispell. I am Matt from the Jam Hole. Hear me roar. Who are you and what's going on? We have been podcasting since February of last year, and we'll have 200 episodes Wednesday. That's right now.
Whoa.
Progress.
Right now.
Ring the bell.
Quid pro quo.
We're 13 minutes into it.
To 200.
Yeah.
Excited. Amazing. Super excited. And episode 300?
Oh.
Our first live audience show.
I can't wait to be a Spartan, dude.
Oh, fucking A. We're going to do that show in togas.
Yes.
Full 8-packs drawn on us.
Dude,
just like
I'll bring my spear,
just
dude.
Just like in 300.
And my shield.
She will be the virgin that the oracles... Our three panel of judges over here will sacrifice. It'll be great. So we do live video audio shows every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday. Shows are 2 hours long, usually. Interested to see that someone else in Kalispell that isn't a church is doing a podcast. The info for our show is here. You can watch live shows here. Our MySpace is here. Blah, blah, blah. I read your latest post. Seems you're about ready to give up. Dude.
Don't
we have
up.
Quite a few listeners now, so it is possible to do a show in Kalispell and be successful. We talk local stuff, but not all the time. This is key. Not all the time.
It's a big world out there, my friend.
It is. There's more going on
than
just...
But then again, do we really want another podcast doing all our fucking same stories?
Yeah, really. No, we don't need that.
No.
And that's not all we talk about. Plus, it helps to have a co-host. I have to go into the real world now, but I'll take a listen to your latest episode when I get back. Love, Matt. So if you read the second to his last post, it's called Summertime Blues. I'm feeling a little bit over podcasting. 12 episodes in. You know, I think
sad
I'm
face.
Over this. Sad face. Sad emo face.
Right.
I'm not ready to completely throw in the towel yet, but I'm close.
Getting there.
A friend said the other day, hey.
Hey.
I hear you have a podcast. How's that going?
Not so good.
I told her I figured about 10 people listen. So great. I don't know if, was that, what's the word I'm looking for? Was that sarcastic? I almost said sympathetic.
Yeah. Sarcastic. I believe that's sarcasm.
It's going great. I have 10 whole people that listen. Yes.
Yeah.
When I complain about the number of listeners, it's not an ego thing.
Wait, well, how many episodes does he have?
12.
Yeah, how many listeners did we have?
A lot. Pay attention.
No, we didn't.
No, we didn't.
We had like 10, maybe.
Maybe. I spend a ton of time on the show. I mean, I can imagine it would take a long time to produce a 20-minute show,
minutes,
half
man.
Of which is music.
Right. I mean, how do you do that?
Not enough hours in a day.
No. How do we manage to do 2 hours?
Well,
show?
The first 5 minutes of a show is a bunch of sound clips glued together.
Yeah, that would take a really long
time. Yeah, it
time.
Would.
But you only have to make it once. Is it different every time?
I think so. I only listen to a couple, but yeah, I think so. Honestly, I spend a ton of time on the show. Some of it is really fun and some is really tedious, but spending 8 hours of time on a 20-minute show for 10 friends is simply wasting energy.
Gee,
what
don't
are
even,
you doing?
We don't even spend 8 hours on our two-hour show.
Including, hell no.
2 hour recording time. Like, what are you
yeah,
doing?
Yeah, 2 hours to record, max an hour to
okay.
do notes.
Are you physically writing the algorithm that transfers and converts your voice into zeros and ones? Because that would take
that
a
would
while.
Take more than 8 hours.
Yeah. I'd be better off on the corner of the street with a bullhorn.
Yeah, probably.
Probably.
I'm sorry, but yeah.
In reality, how many people are really going to listen to a show about Kalispell, Montana, even if it were on the most broadly reaching of all the mediums, terrestrial radio?
Well, no
my
one...
guess is that it would still get low numbers.
Well, yeah, because it's about a shitty, stupid little town in Montana.
And how do you figure that the most broadly reaching of all mediums is terrestrial radio?
Yeah.
Like, that's so localized. The internet
is definitely
what
better.
We're doing right now. We have listeners. Everyone in the chat, where is everybody from right now? I guarantee we have
all over
we
the
have
place.
People in the chat right now from the East Coast to the West Coast and beyond.
I
probably.
Saw one guy that was typing from Milwaukee.
Yeah.
I've heard of a few from Florida,
yeah,
some from
that's
California.
One, they're everywhere.
Yeah, we have some in other countries.
Does your terrestrial radio station reach to other countries? Because last I checked, you couldn't do that.
No.
I'm trying to do a show about local issues and also make it somewhat funny, topical, and interesting. It would probably help if I weren't a socially awkward nerd with very little self-confidence and narrowly focused interests. You spelled focused wrong. I either need a co-host, regular contributors, or I need to face facts and pull the plug.
Well, good luck finding a co-host. I'm just going to say that.
The next, I know, right? They're few and far between,
yeah.
And you cannot have mine.
Finally, I can't do two shows.
I finally molded him into what I need. You and that dildo.
Right.
Right.
That's also,
gotta mention the dildo.
That's a good mold, I gotta
and
say.
Then,
put
yes.
the leave the dildo.
Yes, Tom. I mean, John. Sorry. So then if you direct your attention to his next post, it is episode number 12, Off the Air. In the words of Motley Crue, don't go away mad, just go away. Thanks to you all, it's been fun. Maybe we'll do it again someday. And take a listen to it, because I don't know if maybe it's just me, but when I listen to it, like, it's seriously, I'm not, like, making fun of him. I mean, he's a nice guy and everything. It sounded like he was about to cry. Like,
seriously?
He had that
on his
quiver.
Last step?
He had that quiver in his voice.
On the last one.
Just
or just always.
Of episode 12.
Did the
listen.
Podcasting defeat him then?
He sounded very defeated.
Wow. The internet has defeated this man.
Yet another
Yet
person
another
eaten up by the internet. Yes, Adam.
But spent 8 hours on every episode. I'd feel pretty
That
fun.
Would defeat it, the it, shit out
no,
of me.
Yeah, really.
If we did this show once every 2 weeks, it was 20 minutes, but that took us 8 hours to produce?
Well, how is that fun?
What are you doing?
Like, if it takes me longer to produce the show than it does to actually do the show, I'm out, dude. It should not
yeah.
take that long.
And if you go back and listen to episode 12 of his, he says he spends a lot of time editing out stutters and mistakes and shit like that, which, to
we
me,
just don't make
it
mistakes.
It seems like a cop-out, almost, like, don't... I mean, I understand you want to produce a good show, and not everybody does live shows like us, and what you see and what you hear is what you get, for the most part, on the podcast. Like, we don't edit. If I fuck something up, it's in there.
The only thing we take out is silence.
Pauses between playing voicemails and shit like that, or if we take a break.
Yeah.
But I'm not going in there, like, if I screw up... Like, if I was... If I was... Like, hey,
and when you where say do you fire find, instead of fire. If,
right, or, hey, where do you find a Dragon Balls at? No, wait, shit, edit that out. Like, no, you...
That's... You just said it. It's
exactly.
There.
In a dragon's pants, as we learned on Monday's episode. But, yeah, like, and, okay, like, shows like Distorted View and Ear Candy New York, like, they don't do it live because they do most of their shit in post-production, and but still, that shouldn't take you 8 hours, man. Like,
no.
I've seen Podcasting for Dummies. Like, pick up a book.
There's a book. Go to Borders, dude. I know you're local. It's still there, probably.
Yeah.
Unless you bought it already.
So, I emailed him that, and then he writes me back, hey, Matt, that's me. Your email comes at an interesting time. I was just finishing up my latest and last, for now, tier episode.
Aww.
I recorded the show this morning and was working on post-production when I got your email. I talk about you guys a bit in number 12. It's all positive, and don't take offense to the fact that I may have to unsubscribe soon. I have several shows that if I had the time, I would listen to, but don't. So,
yeah,
are you
that
ready for 8 this?
Hours of editing?
Are
I
you
mean,
ready for
where
this?
Am I going to listen to podcasts?
Are you ready for this?
I'm ready.
So, we've had a few interactions.
What?
I work at a store you bring the water to.
Wow.
Whoa, right?
Well, of course you do, because it's fucking Kalispell.
It was bound to happen
of
eventually.
Of course.
I work at, I'm not gonna, you know, say what store it is and hope that he would
what does he
do me
though?
The same.
Can you tell me what he does? Because you deliver water,
it's
we know
a,
that.
It's a place that poor people go to buy stuff for their house to build with and stuff when they can't afford shit.
Okay.
Like, say, if you were to construct a habitat for humanity, in essence, you would go to that store.
Right.
Pretty much.
Okay.
So, you bring the water and even change the jugs out when they are close to empty, which is awesome.
You're such a kind man.
I also was kind of lingering by your setup at the Depot Park show.
What?
Which I don't remember at all.
I don't remember him at all. Being
yeah.
Was it that older? There was one dude that was...
No.
When we were talking
no,
about...
Wasn't... No.
See, I found him on MySpace and I saw his pictures
what?
And stuff.
Whoa,
and I don't recognize
whoa,
him
stalker.
At all.
Whoa.
Okay,
well,
so...
Well, we tried to find
hold
him.
On. In the chat, real quick, Red Fox, Milwaukee, Burger, Michigan. I know fucking Paulo, Rhode Island, Viola Chick, Chicago. Like, this is
everywhere.
Much further reaching.
Shazam, California.
Yeah, Frisco. Right. Like, this is much further reaching than terrestrial radio.
Yeah.
So... so yeah, that kind of, that right there, I read that and it blew my fucking mind. I was like, holy shit, and I'm going back to everything I've ever said about any place I deliver to, and I'm like, oh
have
man.
I, you haven't
is,
talked about his
that
place,
is some
though.
Messed up junk.
Yeah.
I was also lingering at your place at the Depot Park show. I am an unintentional breeder, so I was hanging with my daughter and Kenny and Anjo's daughter.
What?
Who is a fan of our show. If you look at the Jam Hole on Facebook, thejamhole.com/Facebook, you might see some pictures of a little girl there holding Jamhole stickers. That's her. Yes, John.
I like how he says unintentional breeder. We
like,
have a lot
oops,
of those today.
Like,
we have a lot.
Oops.
Oops. Kind of broken.
I was just going to bring something up on that.
My bitch fucking girlfriend suckered me into having this abomination of a child, and I was too much of a pussy to kick her ass down the fucking stairs.
She told me she was on birth control when she wasn't.
That lying bitch. Yes,
fuck.
John.
Or pay the $400 to get the abortion.
Exactly.
Right here at the local clinic.
With your job that you don't have.
Anyways, I will check in with your show as often as I can. Keep up the good work. I'm happy somebody is doing Kalispell the honor. Tom. And then I wrote back, wow, that's crazy. I was wondering how long it would take for my work life to intersect my podcast. I guess in a place like this, it was only a matter of time. You now know the double life I lead. If you ever tell a soul, I will kill you and your family.
Did you say that?
It will always... No.
That would be great.
Right? Huh?
You said
have. Honestly.
Yeah, no.
It's all in good fun.
It will always be something that we look at each other and snicker to ourselves inside that we know something the rest of the people do not. Mm. I'm really curious to see how far we can take this show, so we'll see what happens. I think we went to school together. Do you have a brother? Sounds like you had a good idea, pretty much what we started to do. You just got to get out and meet the right people online and in person, then just do stuff. I guess. I don't know anything. I think we're going to try and do a show in the back room at the V. It's nice and cheap, plus people can eat and drink. As far as the time invested, it's quite a decent chunk, but it's a nice outlet for all my frustrations, and because of that, I invest the time. Plus, I'm a child and really enjoy making fun of messed up junk. If you want to donate any podcasting equipment, we would be more than happy to take it. See you at the store, Matt. And then he writes back, Matt, that's a great idea, renting the back of the V. When Don threw the 80s party there, I did the music. I think we both had more fun than we usually do at the Vampire's Ball. Did we have a Vampire's Ball here?
We did. I remember. It was last year.
I must have missed that.
It was last year.
Hey, if they want us to stream it live, we can do that.
They had it on a billboard, I think.
Yeah, I remember getting flyers for that, actually. I was going to go, but didn't.
Huh. It's a good venue anyway. You're a good promoter. I think that really makes all the difference. Which is weird because I suck at promoting this show. Like,
yeah,
when
like
people
spamming
are like,
forms.
You do a
shit?
Podcast? What's it about? I'm like, oh, I don't know. We talk about stuff. It's,
yeah,
it's really stupid. Actually,
right.
Probably
but
shouldn't
you should
even listen.
But here's a sticker.
But yeah, here's a sticker. I'm good at promoting if the person I'm talking to is a hot chick.
Yeah, and then I just fucking lie my ass.
I know. Like, oh yeah, it's a Christian show.
Wait,
it's
what
fine.
Do you like? Tell me about you first.
I'm a pastor. Tell me about you first,
yeah.
and then I'll agree with everything you
right,
say.
Exactly.
Yes, John.
I am a minister, actually.
Yes,
are you?
John
that's
is
right.
An ordained minister.
Really?
If we decide to do a fake marriage thing, he'll be the fake pastor
well,
that
if,
fake marries us.
If you guys ever get married, it's going to be live on the show.
At 300.
Absolutely.
Is it? 300.
Maybe.
It's going to be a Spartan
she
marriage.
She might have proposed already.
Maybe.
Yes, John.
It only took me 30 seconds to get ordained on the internet.
Nice.
It was great.
Nice.
Really?
Hey,
and
God,
you can legally marry people now.
God,
yes,
God wants as many pastors as he can spreading his fucking bullshit.
Dude, when I get married, I'm calling you. Just to make it entertaining.
It'd be so your pastor.
Oh, it will
can,
be entertaining.
So your pastor can drink a beer while saying all of that
yeah,
crap.
Pass me that pipe.
No, yeah. I'll have a joint. Yeah, it'll be all right. I'll have a joint.
Right, right.
Before we say I do, here, hit this.
Yes.
So, I'm a good promoter. I think that really makes all the difference. When I worked in radio, you didn't have to do anything but put on your show, play it, and they will listen. Podcasting is way different. Like, you should want to do that, though. Like, to me, I didn't pick up a book, and it was like,
right.
Make the show, and then this is how you promote it. It was just second nature. Like,
yeah,
I have a show now, and I want people to listen.
What
how
do you do?
Would I go about doing that?
Well, forums are a good place.
I could talk to people. No, that'll never work.
No, I can't. I'm an awkward non-social
granted,
geek.
You know, I came into this thing, like I've said before, listening to a bunch of other podcasts, not from the terrestrial radio background that he
well,
came
hold
from.
On. Paula says, I am ordained to the same place as John.
Nice.
What place? I do want to know.
Well, were you guys in minister school together? Online minister classes together?
I don't remember taking any classes. I just spaced out.
What place is that, Paula? So, I'm going to hang on to my equipment. Edit that out, by the way, in post.
Right, right. Of course, I know.
I'm going to hang on. Oh, Paulo says Universal Life Church.
Yes, that is
nice.
Correct.
Nice, guys.
Awesome.
Fuck yeah. You guys can both marry us. I mean, not like that, but like that.
Oh.
Right. I'm going to hang on to my equipment and website and stuff. I have a feeling this fall I may try it again. Or who knows, now that I've decided to pull the plug, I've had a few people, Danny included, send messages about how I should keep going. We'll see.
Huh.
Wow.
I have that right here.
Wow, traitor.
Actually. No, I was just telling him. I told him, you know, you shouldn't be giving up this early on. You're doing something good. I'm not big on this town, but it's good for these people. And I told him, I was like, you know, if you stick with it, people will listen to it, and it'll flourish.
But you know,
so.
And you know what? If you guys listen to episode 12 of his, it sounded like he almost had beef with us not being from here. Did you hear that part
yeah.
where he's like, they were streaming the thing live, but they're not from here.
But we've only lived here most of our lives.
Yeah, but it was just a weird, snidely way to he said. I don't know. He might have been bummed out about everything else.
Check
but,
this out. This is what he sent me back after I gave him, you know, words of encouragement. And he says here, I've always hated this town. That's why I decided to do this show. Since I kind of, I'm kind of stuck here, I figured I'd try to do something positive. Thanks for the encouragement, and I will keep listening. Tom. So he hates
so
this
who cares
place anyway.
Okay, well, here, check this out. Before I finish reading, let's go through, let's say episode 9. Tom has been busy. He hasn't even had time to talk to himself lately. So don't take the lack of podcasts personally. So it seems like even on an every 2 week schedule, he wasn't even with it. Mm. Like, pardon me, I've been gone for a few weeks now.
Yeah, I mean, it's only... I don't know, when you're doing it every 2 weeks, I mean, it should be pretty easy to keep the schedule.
Yeah, it's once every 2 weeks.
You don't
like
have
when you
one...
get when you get paid, that's when you do a show.
Right, you
for
have
20 minutes.
Every 2 weeks, you should have one whole day to yourself, at least.
So,
I mean...
in this episode, he mostly talks music and podcast-related stuff. A caller asks about worms, which Tom recently purchased, and he talks a little bit about the setup. He also mentions that claiming you aren't participating in a recession doesn't necessarily help those of us who are. Then number 10. In this episode, Tom talks about tree stump removal on Fifth Avenue West. Like, these are
cool.
Such... I don't want to make fun of him because he is a nice guy, but you wonder why you don't have... Like,
right, that's
who
not making
gives
fun
a
of him.
Fuck about... tree stumps
stump
on
removal.
Fifth Avenue West.
And even people that live here don't give a fuck.
No,
not
and
really.
His thing is, they should be locally composting this, not shipping it out to the landfill. He also talks about big box reuse and the nonprofit organizations moving into the Gateway West Mall. BNSF is making some land deals, of which nobody is quite certain how to take. Tom also talks economic bubbles and wraps the show with another worm update.
Red Fox says that's the kind of thing for the newspaper editorial page,
right,
not an internet podcast.
Show number 11 is probably one of the better produced shows Tom has done, proving the old adage that practice makes better, even if you only do it once
every two weeks.
Tom talks about Ozzypalooza 2 at Depot Park, in which he never mentioned us.
Of course.
the Hockaday Museum's plans to expand... Nice.
Sweet.
I've been wondering about that myself.
I forgot that was even a place, but
and,
cool. Thanks for reminding me.
And a long news story devoted to the rail. In this episode's Track Through Town segment, Tom looks at the April 23rd to 30th Missoula Independence cover story about the possible revival of the Hiawatha Passenger Rail Line. Oh, my God.
Oh, wait. Plus, I don't even know what you're talking about.
He just got loud. That's
plus
all.
The five-minute rant and music. A show worth pulling up a cold beverage for. Just because it took me 8 hours to do it, it won't take you that long to listen.
No, it'll take you 20 minutes.
And then there was the one I read about how he's over podcasting, and then number 12 where he talks about all the reasons why he's giving up, almost starts crying, cuts his wrists, and then talks a little bit about the gym.
Right, and then does one or more episode, and then he's done.
Let me finish reading this mail, and then we'll move on. I'm sorry I'm spending so much time on this, and it's our 200th episode. It blew me away that someone had been doing a podcast here, and I didn't even know about it, and then
it's
someone that I deliver to.
And like, he saw us do our show.
So. Yeah, weird.
I went to high school mostly in Spokane, but did a year in Columbia Falls and all my elementary school in summers. I don't have a brother or younger sister, but she's 10 years younger. Once you join the double life, you can never go back. At Depot Park, somebody recognized me from way, way back in my B98 years, and the next night someone asked if I was on the radio. We got to talking, and he used to listen when I was on the edge. And that's weird because me and
you
Mike...
On? Yeah.
That's where we met Holly.
Yeah.
And started dating her. Was from doing the techno show on Wednesday nights at the Edge.
That's crazy.
And I never saw him. I don't know, man. Pretty crazy. Mostly that shit never happens, but twice in one weekend, or about as often as I do my show. Oh, wait, never mind. That's a good ego booster. Sooner, Tom. So, just pretty crazy shit that, and... just the fact that when we were at episode 12, it didn't take us, you know, half a year to get there. And for two...
But also,
like,
we do it three times a week, which gives you a lot
more.
That's
what I just said. Thanks.
What?
What?
I didn't think
that's
you said
that. That's what I just said. Thanks.
Yeah, no. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. No. So it just, it seems, Paulo says sounds spooky. Kind of. But it seems weird that, I guess maybe you just weren't into it in the first place if you're giving up that easily, you know?
Yeah.
And he seemed kind of upset that, like, we were the ones that streamed the Depot Park show, and he made it sound like it was his idea to start with, to get with local bands and stream their shows live,
but
and to get with other podcasts and start a coalition like we did at the podcastgangbang.com.
But who's been around for 200 episodes?
And that's right, but in our 200 episodes, he made 12, and he started before we did.
Did he?
Or no, sorry. No. His first show was January of 09, so.
Also not true, because you also had a member of the local band scene on the show a few times.
Yeah, exactly. Right. And I don't know, it just, you guys will have to listen to it. I'm not going to play any sound clips because we have, you know, all these mics hooked up. But he kind of sounds like we ripped off his idea, and that I'm not accusing, but it may have just been how he was upset about giving up the show. But it sounded like he was mad at us that we stole his idea for doing the podcast gang thing and doing live streams there.
We didn't even know he existed yet.
Then talk to us and be like, hey, I see you do a podcast. I also do a podcast. Help me out.
Yeah, why didn't he say anything to you when you were delivering there or anything?
And that was something else he kind of was complaining about, is that, like, nobody helps him, nobody contributes. Like, ask for help. Braden didn't just come knocking on the door of the office and was like, hey, do you need another co-host? Like, I called him and was, what the fuck is that?
That's John's phone.
It was off. I swear to God.
I saw him turn it off. What? I
no
watched
phones,
him.
Get
no
out.
Phones. Go stay in the corner for five.
Time out time.
Well, guys, 200 episodes. I'm just sick of no one taking this seriously, so I guess we're done.
All right. I guess we're right there with you, Tom, now.
I know. And,
gosh, you're an easy
and
egg to crack.
Thing. You cannot do... me and Braden were talking about this the other day, how when I was thinking of names for the show, one of the domains I bought was ChronicCast.
Right.
Because one of the big things on my MindOrgy website back in the day was Reefer News. And I would get, you know, RSS feeds for different marijuana news, and we would, you know, I would write stuff about it. But then I got to thinking, if I name it that, I'm totally stifling what the show can, what the topics can
be. Well, yeah, and which limits your listeners.
Exactly.
Because the only people that are going to listen to you are people that smoke weed.
So if you do a show just about Kalispell, you right there just totally destroyed any chance of being able to do this as a serious thing and make any kind of money out.
Paulo says, did he ever publicize the podcast? I started listening because Matt used to spam Keith and the girl.
And that's what
and
he
that
said.
Helps.
He's like, you're better at promoting than I am. It's like, well,
it's not hard.
I'm not. I didn't know. I didn't have any extra help that you didn't have to start out with. I listened to other podcasts because I was interested in
anything
and
you did. He can do.
That might be the whole thing. Yeah, I didn't do anything that nobody else can do. You know,
right.
I'm sure he makes just as much, if not more, money than me. Except that he's an unintentional breeder, and that will fuck your shit.
That will.
So I take that back. I never had any kids.
Out of curiosity, where did you come up with the name The Jam Hole?
It was something that the first host, Travis, always used to say. Whenever we were at work, he'd always be like, yeah. And then I told her to just jam it in her jam hole. And I was like, that's it. We'll call
that's
it The Jam Hole. And then that was it. But yeah, I wanted it to be an all-encompassing name. I didn't want to have to be limited to the things I can talk about. Like, The Jam Hole, I can talk about anything I want. If I want to do local stuff, I'll do local stuff.
If you want to
talk about
weed,
I'll talk about weed. If I want to smoke weed, I'll smoke weed. I don't care. And by doing that, and I don't know, it just
speaking
seems
of
like
which,
you kind of set yourself up for failure from the get-go, which kind of makes me think that you were expecting to do 5 shows and instantly have all these people listening, giving you money, giving you stuff to talk about, and that's not how it works. Podcasting is very hard work. Like, it seems so easy that you're just talking, but it's fucking hard work.
Well, you
got to
think about it
a lot. Job number 3. It doesn't just happen. You have to get people to listen. You have to spam some shit. You have to make some enemies.
You
have to
make
some friends.
Enemies. Yeah.
And that's it. Just
I spam the shit out of live video for you guys.
Yeah.
And
yeah,
it worked.
You're a fucking troll.
It worked too.
Good Danny.
She
get
does
the nuts.
That under the mask of spamming live video, when in actuality she's on live video watching people jerk off.
I do that too. It's fun. I like to see penis.
Yeah, that sounds
Sorry.
Way fun.
So hey, ever hey. Since, I would just like to point this out real quick. Ever since we got that dildo sent to us,
uh-huh.
every single time, stop touching that. If that shelf falls over, I will kill you.
It's nailed or screwed to the wall.
You think. So ever since that dildo moved in here,
right.
every day I get home from work, I open the door and I smell dildo. That thing, for as big as it is, it fucking stinks, dude.
Yeah,
oh,
it
my
smells
Christ. Like some weird plastic stuff,
it's
which
like
it is.
A,
so.
It permeates through the whole fucking house. It's
as soon
worse,
as you open the door.
It's like having another litter box.
After yeah. you've been in here for about 5 or 10 minutes, you
well,
don't
yeah.
smell it anymore, but when you go out to smoke and then come back in, it hits you right in the face.
I wonder
again.
If your neighbors smell it.
Maybe.
It smells better than the litter box. I definitely
We'll give you
that
one, definitely.
So, happy birthday to my friend BJ, by the way. He's 29 now.
Happy birthday, blowjob.
We yeah. go out on, what was it, yesterday?
Yeah, yesterday we went out.
We go out after work and we roll down to Moose's because it's his birthday and everyone's having pizza. And this is the boss's son, so you guys know who I'm talking about. His parents are there. Everyone I work with is there.
Paula says it's an air freshener that smells like dick.
Yeah. Dude, if my dick smelled like that, I would cut it off. I'm not even kidding. I'm not. It's so.
Like plastic?
It's like.
Rubbery
it's,
plastic?
It's not like anything I've ever smelled
it's
before.
It's very unique.
It's cock flavors.
And that's why I was making the joke the other day. Like, if the blow up dolls smell like that, I would never go down on
it. I couldn't
never.
Even have sex with it. My your dick would smell like that afterwards.
Yeah, it would.
Yeah.
So we're hanging out at Moose's, and they're all drinking and eating pizza and watching the Red Wings game. Who's a fan of Red Wings? Yeah. No. All right.
Her. What?
Oh, Red Wings. Like,
you know, like
bleeding
like
out of your
over
twat.
There?
Like that, baseball, that was basketball.
Hockey.
No. Like that
it's
piece
hockey.
Of paper.
It's hockey.
Is
that was
it?
A Red
really?
Wing experiment.
I have no
what
idea.
Are you fucking you Canadian or
I
Mexican? Pick
I don't
one.
Watch any sports.
I
have
don't
no
watch
idea.
Sports either, but I do believe in Red Wings.
I believe in Red Wings also. But if there you don't go. Want to cross the Red River, there's always the dirt trail.
But that is why man made the shower.
Hey, that taint how it's done.
That taint how it's done.
That's why man made the shower, okay? You can do the Red Wing thing.
So we're there and we're eating and shit, and all of a sudden you. Danny gets a text message.
Phone call
after text message.
They tricked me.
Who tricked you?
My boss.
Aww.
He called me from a different line, so it didn't show up as work.
Because he knew you wouldn't answer.
Right, because as I was walking out the building, I've been at work for the last 2 weeks without a day off. As I was walking out, I'm like, do not call me. I will
it's
not come in. Do
off.
Not call me.
Yeah.
I don't know how many times I stressed that before I walked out. So he calls me. Like 2 hours after I'm off, and he's like, yeah, we need someone to come in. And I'm like, oh, fuck me, are you
How
kidding
about
me?
Not me? Because
well,
I'm
he
at
was
my
trying-
boyfriend's boss's son's birthday, you fucking pricks.
And he called everyone else, and he's trying to get a hold of my dad, so he'll come in and prep, and then he's trying to get a hold of everyone he can, but he couldn't, so he called me.
Real didn't quick. Get a hold of me, I didn't hear a thing from him.
You were there.
Real oh. quick, Manifest says, does Matt part the Red Sea? And
oh,
Paulo
yes.
says, yes, he raises his mighty staff.
Oh, yeah.
Oh,
he should get a new one.
And then
this one is crooked.
Yeah.
Nice. Jokes in the chat. Thanks,
Manifest
guys.
Says, a mean left hook that'll hit you in the face.
It does.
Fucking A.
But yeah, so.
Oh,
would you rather it be a left hook or big, giant, and purple?
Left hook, thanks.
Thanks.
But, yeah, so it's the kitchen. It's one of my favorite bosses and stuff. And I was like, ah, crap. And I couldn't get a hold of anyone to go in. So
of course.
I had you run me down there.
So
and, yeah, someone else came in or whatever, and it was fine.
We go down there, and I drop her off, and I'm like, oh, I'll take this time to go Falf, because I have, like, 2 hours before she needed to pick back up. And then we'd go over to the VFW, where everyone had migrated from the birthday party. So I drop her off, and I'm texting Braden, and I'm on my way to his house, and all of a sudden I get a text message from Danny. Thanks, sir. Don't edit that part out, though. That's necessary joke timing.
Right.
Okay. So I get a text message from Danny. She's like, someone showed up. Come back and get me. And I'm like, God damn it. I'm like, right halfway to your house. So I'm like, all right, fuck it. I'm going to go get Brady.
You're
going to
come falf with us.
And then go get Danny, and then you're going to come falf with us, and then we'll go back to the V. So we ended up doing that, and you didn't have to work.
Which was nice.
Because why?
Because they got it covered.
So how was falfing for your first time?
It was fun.
Yeah, you like it?
Yeah, I like it. It's better than just following you guys around, so I figure I'll try and do it.
Yeah, we kind of
suck at it, but
yeah,
I'll
how do you
it.
Like human fetch?
Human fetch?
Oh, yeah. You throw your disc, and you go get it.
Yeah, that's basically
it. And then you throw it again, and then you go get it.
Because beforehand, when I was explaining what FALF or disc golf or disc, depending on where you're from, the PDGA.com course directory, find a course near you, she was like, I'm explaining it to her, and she's like, that's the dumbest thing I've ever heard. I'm like, no, dude, throwing, maybe I didn't explain this well enough. You're actually throwing falf discs, which are smaller, harder, specially designed, high-tech fucking frisbees.
That go super fast and far.
That go so fast and so far, and if you played catch with one, you would break your fucking hand.
Even when you throw it lightly, it hurts.
And you're taking that and you're throwing it at trees. How could that not be fun?
Seriously.
Yes, John.
It's not a frisbee, it's a disc.
That's what I said.
No, you called it a high-density frisbee.
That I said high... That's not what I said.
Which makes it a disc.
Anyway. Don't put words in my mouth. They're disgusting.
What do you call fall for where you're from?
Discin.
Discin.
Which sounds an awful lot like dick sucking.
Yeah.
No, man. I'm going discin today. I don't know about you guys playing fall, frolicking around.
Dick sucking? What are you doing?
Discin.
Dick sucking.
Only for you.
That's weird. But not as weird as that.
No, not quite.
So, yeah, I had an extra falf disc. It's the 150-gram dolphin, which they don't make anymore. And that's a disc for when you're playing water holes because, you know, as we all know, dolphins float. So the disc is a dolphin, and they made it so that it floats.
Right.
Which is cool. So when you throw it into the water, normal discs hit the water and sink right to the fucking bottom. This disc, dick suck, actually floats. So you can just, you know, throw rocks in back of it to have the waves push it to you.
Exactly.
But it's 150 grams, which is the lightest shit they make, and it sucks because
you can't even get 150 anymore.
No, it's ridiculous.
No.
I didn't do horrible with it.
Very impressive, and I will say I have taken a lot of girls that I was either trying to date or was dating.
Just
or
about every girlfriend or wished it was your girlfriend.
Right, or was getting sick of.
Right.
Like, took them falfing, and they would generally play you. And I don't know why this surprised me, because you're the most like a dude chick that I've ever been with, which is awesome. Kind of.
Because she doesn't have
it
a penis.
It truly is, Danny. Don't take that as an insult.
No, and that's
it truly is.
Well, if she had
a
penis,
good thing
is,
I can take you outside and we can romp around and you're not going to be like, oh, I'm dirty and, oh, broken nail and, oh, now there's sand in my vagina. Like, when you get sand in your vagina, you fucking reach up in there and you grab it out of there. And then you take a hose and you just shove that up in there and you just fucking hose it out.
Right.
You're a bad bitch, Danny.
Thank you.
You're a bad bitch. And Braden got the clap like 3 or 4 times.
Just once, actually.
Was it just once?
It was just once.
Because
I hit a tree.
Hold on. The clap, not the kind that burns when you pee.
No. But the clap, like the golfer's clap?
When you're falfing and you get a clap, you have to be falfing with females. And whenever a female outthrows a male, the alpha dominant species, the male gets a clap.
Yeah.
And then they get ridiculed and embarrassed the fuck out of. So. But yeah,
it's not really that bad.
Compared to a lot of girls that I've seen out there, and you, even if you know they're not with us or tied up in the truck or whatever, they're out there falfing with their guys.
Why is that funny?
Why is that funny?
I don't know why they laughed at that.
I don't get it either.
A girl tied up in the truck. It's only happened to me 3 times, I swear.
Have you seen? See, that's funny.
That's funny.
And that's how you know that's funny.
Anyway.
We've had this bell for 200 episodes.
200.
It's been with us through thick and thin.
Dude, it still rings like a fucking
bell. They had this bell back in the 50s when the place I work at probably first opened.
Wow.
Well, it's not that old.
It's all shiny still.
I was never really good at throwing anything, so I was surprised
I did. How many girls are there?
Hold on, though. She's good at throwing up. Huh?
Yeah, well, yeah.
What girl isn't? I mean, come
most
on.
Girls I see can throw as good with their good hand as I can with my left hand, which I look like a straight tard.
You look like a girl, basically. You can say
he's got that thing, like, and I used to see it a lot when I played baseball, that the kids that weren't very good at throwing. Here, let me demonstrate. TheJamble.com/live. You got to see this. Okay. So what they do.
You just use your left hand.
They take the ball, or fall this. I'll demonstrate with a ball, and they do that. I'm not even kidding. That just, like, they don't know how to extend their arm and, you know, throw it. They're just, like, it doesn't move, and they're like,
kind of like Brayden does like this.
Brayden, Kyle, Cookie, he does it a little bit like
Adam
that.
Adam does it too. You just like, you keep your, I don't know, it's
right.
Just the way I flick it.
Like
your elbow all tucked
I don't throw
in.
It like you do.
I just use my forearm. Like
I do not throw it like you do.
That's exactly, I watch you throw. You throw just like that.
I want to get a heavier disc
arm,
though, so that way I can throw sidearm because it looks
well, yeah,
more
I mean, you just flick your
I
wrist.
I do back arm.
You have to get your own disc anyway because that you have to. Each disc is different, and it's
completely.
It's, yeah, you got to figure out how you throw, and then find a disc that's right for you.
So I didn't do horrible my first.
No, you did really impressively good.
You did better than any girl I've seen for their first time.
I was basically trying to say you
cool.
did fucking awesome.
Yay!
And now, but now,
you
what
have.
What can
to.
You say?
How gay is Falf now?
How much shit did you give us? And you're like, oh, that's so bad.
Yeah, I gave you a lot of shit, but I'd never even heard of it till I came up here, and it sounded so fucking retarded.
Dick.
What?
It's actually just a stoner sport, really.
And what was really
honestly,
awesome,
that's
like,
all it is.
When I first kind of started playing this game, there wasn't as many people as live here now.
Right.
Definitely nowhere near the amount of cops and shit. So at around, you know, midnight or 1 or 2, you can go to Main Street, like our main drag where everyone cruises Main and all that
all
dumb
cool.
shit. Walgreens is there, and that's the parking lot all these faggots go and hang out in. And,
right.
You know, if you're there right now listening to this, I'm probably talking
yourself.
To you, and you're the one. Yeah, I see you. You're the one going, like, looking all weird
Are
and awkward.
Me?
Now. That's
yeah.
you.
Yeah,
I'm talking
you.
To you.
Yeah.
Yeah. No, not you.
Right.
You.
The
yeah,
awkward
you.
Looking
you're
guy.
His bro.
Right.
Right. That guy.
Yeah.
And so you go out there at like 2 a.m. and there is no cars, no
Not
people,
one.
All the lights.
Especially during the
from,
week.
From one end to the other end, all the lights blinking yellow.
The only car you'll see is a
so
cop.
We invented this thing called Urban Falf, which is at night,
right.
You go right into the main part of town. Some places there's ladders that go in the back to the top of these buildings and you tee off from on top. And you just play 18, like, all around from...
This,
we
the
would
town
start,
is your
here,
course.
One course, we would either start down and park at Super 1 and play up and down the strip down there.
Yeah.
Or...
On the highway?
Yeah, yeah. Totally. Because there's
totally.
No cars.
Oh, yeah.
And
I've played
so
that
It's so huge. It's like a huge, just...
It's awesome.
Urban area.
And since there's so many buildings with huge parking lots with tons of streetlights, you can see.
Yeah, totally. So that would be one course, and you'd just make 18, and they'd come back, and you're... Throwing over the highway and over this shit. It's really awesome because it's, you know, it's 2 in the morning and there's nothing out there.
Well, and when we're used to falfing in these parks, it's kind of a nice change.
Yeah, because you're throwing pavement, you can skip them, and they
slide.
It's
forever.
Great.
Yeah.
So then the other one, you would park either at Depot Park or at where Tidyman's used to be. And then you'd play all around back there and playing like stoplights and poles. And that's where you could get up on top at Depot Square on top of where the athlete's foot used to be. Because there's a ladder back there. And you'd tee off over towards where Tidyman's was. And you just, oh, it's so great.
Yeah.
But now it's, you know, it's getting kind of crowded and busy. You can't really do that anymore.
During the week, you can still, like, I don't know. You kind of have to keep it into the parking lots, though.
Yeah.
Like, over where Home Depot and stuff is, that whole area you can tear up.
I've never done that. I've always kind of wanted to.
I haven't lately. Like, the last time I remember...
I did once last summer.
Really?
Once. Just
the last time I remember being my last time was we were down by where Snappy's is.
Uh-huh.
And there was a trampoline there, like a big one on its side outside.
Yeah,
so
they had that forever.
And hit the trampoline and shit, and it was cool. It would bounce a little bit. Well, one of the kids we were with hit the big fucking doors that are windows and shit.
Oh.
Like, railed that fucking thing. Ooh. And the alarms went off and everyone had to run. And then.
Did he get his disc?
Yes. And I hadn't really been out since then.
I would too. Yeah, that's evidence.
Yeah. We should start doing that again.
We should. I agree.
It's dude, so much
now
fun.
That it's next time warm out,
give me a fucking call. I don't care how late it is.
Yeah,
call.
You just have to
what's
wait.
Your number? Hold on. What's your number?
That's really funny, man.
All right. You thought about
you,
it.
You did, too.
You did.
No, like, I knew instantly. It's like,
4-0. Wait a minute. You have my number, ass. Oh.
Oh, it's on the internet. That's right.
No, the whole time I just looked at you like you're an idiot. You didn't have me.
I don't know.
Oh, so no. what I was going to say is we were at the V then after, you know, we took Braden home because he's not old enough to be at a bar with us.
Right.
And we went back there, and everyone is in there. We got, you know, there's a big table there. And mom and dad are in there drinking, dad's playing pool, and then I see Bjorn, and he's, you know, hanging out, playing pool and shit. And so me and Danny go and sit down, and all of a sudden, fucking Ryan, Ryan from Aussiepalooza, comes, like, stumbling through, almost walked right through the fucking doors, and
just
is
drunk.
Like, what's up, guys? I am so fucking wasted right now.
And you, like, are showing up to the bar
and it's
wasted.
Cool. You know, we're at a bar and shit, but it was just funny to be like, you
wait,
know,
did you drive
the boss.
Here?
Well, there's the boss, and then there's his wife, our other boss, and right. Then here comes Ryan, just like, drunk. Fucking wasted, and I looked at the boss, and I'm like, see that guy right there? He's like, yeah. I'm like, that's your install guy. Like, how does that feel?
Well, he didn't even know that your guys' bosses were going to be there. He was just kind of randomly walking around drunk.
I don't think he knew any of us was going to be there.
Yeah, he probably didn't even notice them there.
But it was awesome, and then he's like, I just was driving down this road, and I heard music, and so I stopped and walked in this house, and it was Twitch practicing. I'm like, you heard music from a house and you just walked into it. Like, really?
He like, totally
that's,
did.
That's not a good thing to do.
And then he's like, oh shit, I don't have my phone. He's like, shit, I must have left it at that house. You want to come with me? And I'm like,
no,
I don't at all. And yeah, he left, and we all totally thought he was driving the work truck and shit. I'm like, did you just see that? And then we see him like go by on his bike and shit. Just totally.
I don't know if I could ride a bike that well drunk.
We tried that one night when I took him home and he was puking outside of the truck,
yeah.
And then I biked back, and he was like, I'm gonna totally bike back, and then he ended up puking in his bathroom the whole time.
Right.
So and then your ex came and picked up a sack from there. Hmm?
Wait, what?
Whoa.
Uh-huh.
Whoa.
Whoa. Huh?
Jake?
Yeah. Whoa.
John?
Yes, John.
Just an FYI, you can get a DWI on a bicycle.
You can.
I'm sure you can.
You can.
Because the same rules apply to riding a bike as a car. Like,
I got pulled over in Bozeman on my bike.
Really?
Yes.
A bike?
Right on the campus, going blown through a stop sign, riding on the sidewalk.
Yeah, you got to stop at stop signs, just like a car.
He said that he could have taken. I could have gotten a $120 ticket for running a stop sign. It would have taken points off my insurance.
Okay,
what
Ray,
are you
what
trying
I was
to say?
Saying is that. What I just handed you
yes.
is dead.
Is it? Well, then why
excuse
did you
my
hand
face.
It to
so
me?
So you can tap it out. What did you think I said?
I thought you were talking about his levels.
What?
Well, because you were looking at me like that look.
I said, that's dead. Okay, well, whatever.
I couldn't tell. I don't know sign
language. I like
language
how
now.
Everyone gets real sneaky with their sign language. And
yeah,
shit.
I don't know sign language, dude.
Like, what
I
are
can
we
teach
playing,
you.
Are we playing charades now?
I'm bad at that game.
It means pass the cherry-flavored tobacco so I can pack it.
Go.
Right. Go, team cherry-flavored tobacco.
Right.
Woo! Speaking of go, team, we are going to be broadcasting live for our Friday night show, episode 201, at the 26Z Studio House.
That's
so
going to be sweet.
We're going to do some talking. They're going to play some live music.
You
want
to mention the little thing that they're doing?
I do wish I could go.
Oh, and yeah, you can't. And they are
there.
They made or are making a song, a track, that is only going to be released on our show. Like, I don't know. I think they're going to maybe play it live, and then we'll upload it to the feed.
And then so, we can, like, play it on the end, at the end of the episode,
yeah,
maybe.
It's going to be in the feed. So right. if
like,
you guys...
So you have to see us before you get
them. This is the only way you get that song, but if you're already subscribed to thejamhole.com in iTunes and stuff, you will automatically get it for free.
Yeah.
What time and what day?
Friday.
Fuck. There's a Narwhal and Twitch show.
What?
Well, we'll
There's
be doing
a Narwhal and Twitch show and Dripping Orifice.
Oh,
how that's are they playing?
Awesome. I thought so that's going to be sick as fuck.
Well, sweet.
Okay.
Anyway,
edit that out.
Do you need this?
Yes.
Nice.
Thank you.
This is bathroom.
This is getting out of control.
I know, this is crazy. We're so, we're already in an
episode
hour.
Episode 200, we're having fun.
I don't give a fuck. This is episode 200.
Whatever. Who gives a fuck? I was
Good job, guys. Good
well,
job.
I was considering reading this, but I don't know if
well,
you're still...
Oh, well, hold on. So, Ryan comes back, and basically, he just starts confessing drunkenly a bunch of just dumb shit
that he's done.
I do that. Like, go swimming in the work truck calm on the clock.
What?
Yeah, and just
wait. He does what? Hold on.
He's like, I don't go swimming when I'm at work at all.
In the summertime, right. I don't, while I'm at work, go park right. and jump
and
in the lake.
Thing
just
is,
like you don't do that.
Yeah, the
right.
Funny
I don't
thing
ever
is, his boss leans over to me and he goes. He
what?
Said, your boss leaned over to me and said, yeah, well, what they don't know is I know they do all this stupid shit, and when they write down that they were here for 9 hours, I pay them for eight. Or if they write down 10 hours, I pay them for
he
about
seriously
eight.
Said that?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Wow.
Yeah, yeah.
That's so
that's awesome.
Awesome.
He knows I'm you like, guys do dumb shit.
I'm like, Ryan, now's a good time for you to shut the fuck up. I actually really like this job, and it's the job I've ever had the longest.
I like how
ever.
He's like... I really like installing stuff. This is a great job.
I really like
I
it.
Love my job.
This is the guy that, when he used to deliver salt, like, was at a house delivering and no one was there, had to take a dump really bad.
So he goes
into this random, like, I'm here delivering your salt, can I take a dump real quick?
Oh,
except
you're not here.
There was no one there to ask,
right.
So he's like, I'm gonna go take a dump real quick.
And then I'm gonna leave the door
and
open.
Takes a dump in this... I couldn't even do that if I had to.
I couldn't. I'd be
I
so
did,
nervous.
I remember at the very beginning of our episodes talking about being in that crawl space.
Yeah.
And having to go and
peeing
in the Rockstar head and then hearing the steps and the lady ended
oh
up.
Oh, God.
Being, yeah, that was great.
Put your dick away.
Yes, John.
I can take a shit just about anywhere.
Could you?
Yeah.
Me also.
You want, hey, you okay. want to... put your money where your mouth is. So
I don't
to speak.
Need to take a shit right now. I do.
Oh,
what do you do?
But only when I need to take a shit.
Give me about 20 minutes. I'll work something out.
Oh, that I will
okay.
hold you to that.
Yeah.
So yeah.
Wait, give me one place you wouldn't shit real quick.
One place I wouldn't shit.
Yeah.
Brayden's mouth.
No, I'd
no,
shit
would
there.
Shit.
Wait, have already?
Maybe on
well,
your own
funny
couch?
Story, actually.
In your own place. Indulge us.
I wouldn't shit on myself.
Yeah, that's
yeah.
true.
I wouldn't shit on anything of my own that I would have to clean
yeah,
up.
Yeah, anything
yes.
that's mine, it would
right.
suck.
Like, shitting on your own couch, that would suck.
Well, because then it's your
shitting
responsibility.
Shitting your pants.
I like
yeah.
pooping at
that
work because it pisses all the
okay,
servers off.
So, for a Jamhole TV episode, would you put on a diaper and then shit yourself in the diaper while you were wearing it on film?
No,
because YouTube.
I never want to feel my own shit.
See, yeah.
I won't shit on myself. I
then
won't
you're
shit
a pussy.
On... No,
hey,
fuck
you know
that.
How I know you're gay? You won't shit on yourself.
How is
okay.
that done?
I can be gay for that.
Faggot. I'll take
only
that
for you.
Oh, so if you guys notice, I don't know, you guys have all by now pretty much been in our bathroom. Did you guys notice there's some shit stuck on the actual toilet in there?
No.
Hold on, you.
Oh, wait.
You know
I
talking.
Actually, every time I go, I actually try to piss on that to get
me
it
too.
Off.
Yes, me too. Fuck yeah.
I think everyone does.
So, funny story. Well, it's not really funny.
So who had the sprays?
So you've all seen it, right?
Yeah, I'm going to go try it right now. Actually.
Three guesses whose that is. And it's not. I'll give you a hint.
It's Danny's.
I'll give you a hint. It's not mine.
It's Danny's.
Yes, absolutely.
Same person that
point
broke. Same person that. The only person that broke the toilet.
Clogged
in our hotel.
The shitter.
Yes.
Clogged the shitter while we were in New York in our little tiny fucking hotel room.
I did have a bit of a harder time pissing on it now that I know that. It's
shitter's clogged.
Yeah, I did break. Yes,
we had a Mexican plunge it.
Shut up.
I've seen a horrible shitter's clog. It was at a Hilton hotel in Canada.
Oh, my God.
And my buddy, there was no plunger in the entire hotel bathroom.
Did you just spill that?
No, I did not.
Straight face looking at you. No, I did not.
I knew we should have had the camera on him. Fuck me.
And the way he got this shitter unclogged
was with his fist.
No, a hanger that he hung back up.
Well,
nice.
No, this was on my birthday.
Use someone else's toothbrush. Yeah. Well, or something. Yeah.
They don't put plungers in hotels because they don't want you doing it yourself. They have to have an employee do it.
This was so great. Okay,
we have this all on video, by the way. Yes. And as soon as I get done doing other fucking web design stuff, I will get the rest of those New York videos up. Because the last ones are great. It's MDS wasted, Viola Chick arguing with him, us just being wacky.
So,
it's
in
great.
The
Her
Manhattan
clogging the shitter.
Cosmopolitan Tribeca Hotel, there are no plungers in the bathroom. And it was on my birthday, and I can't remember what I ate the night before.
They have Mexicans.
Right. I don't know,
they
man.
They don't put plungers in bathrooms.
It was just bad.
You probably ate pizza and garlic knots.
Probably.
For the last week.
Or chicken and rice.
Right. By the way, you need to show me the footage of those kids battling.
With the semen sauce.
Oh, I'll show you that later. Yeah, but I shit my brains out. We had to call that guy up to come and fucking fix it. He was all happy when he came to the door with the plunger, and I was like, I'll get it. He goes, no, I fix.
I have a huge
and I'm like, okay, whatever.
Scat.
And then when he came out, he was just, you could just see the look on his face. He's like, oh my God, I hate you.
Wait, was this yours?
Yeah, I know, right?
Well, as soon as John gets back, I'm going to tell you guys a little story of how that smear of shit.
I don't even remember doing that.
I got it all. Was that
when she fucking
down
had to take that pill? Take that stuff with
no.
trains her
no,
system.
No, that stuff was watery
night.
And went down just fine.
This is from 2 nights ago.
I have a
no way
issue.
Because
does need to get
I remember
around in the middle of the goddamn show.
No, well, you mentioned the shit on the toilet. Now everybody has to go in there and take.
Well,
dude,
we're the only three drinking beer. We have to piss.
You know
okay?
the funny thing? Like, I've actually tried to use my finger to like wipe it off, and it doesn't come off.
Oh my
it's
god!
In there.
I'm gonna go get a beer now.
And then you have sex with her,
and then
and you stick
she
your
gets
finger
a urinary tract infection.
Yeah,
because I put poop. In
no,
her
right.
You're such a jackass.
Or you stick
no.
your finger in her mouth when you're fucking her.
You guys
that's
see
funny.
I shaved. I look
I see
like
that.
I'm 15 again.
Yeah, it's nice.
Till tomorrow when it breaks the fuck out.
It's amazing. You're like 5 years older than me, but yet I still look five years older than what than what you're supposed to be.
Wow.
Oh, man. So
no
we,
more of this for you.
Can we do this every Wednesday night? Like, just come here and you guys get all fucking wasted
in this,
and I'll tell you stories about her pooping.
Yes,
gather around, children. Oh, hurry up, Jeff.
Oh, by the way,
I gotta pee really bad.
Jesus,
too. I really do. I've had like 4 or 5 beers.
Your bladders
by
are
the
like
way,
my fucking.
I've had 4 or 5.
If you spread this around my work. I will kill you.
Dude,
oh, it's Brad.
Dude, you're Brad. Almost a foot shorter than me.
Because none of them fucking listen.
Dude, you're totally. Like a foot shorter than me. Hold you're on. Tinier than every area.
Paulo says, I was going to eat something, just changed my mind.
Nice.
Well,
I don't
wait,
blame
was
you.
It going to be some poop? That you're okay.
Then that's a good change of mind.
I could see that. Yes.
I got a story.
Joseph.
I cleaned a dead chicken that had been sitting in a garbage can for about a month. With maggots all over and everything. I had to clean it out of this garbage can. Less than a half an hour later, I had chicken tacos, no problem.
Sorry, Paulo says, I've been through 4 of Matt's girlfriends. Danny is the first normal one.
She's nice. Normal.
Yeah, well, you should.
Yeah, well.
One of them was 17 and then she turned 18. One of them was, like, 43 and had 2 kids. One of them was... Yeah.
Hooked on everything
you
imaginable.
Are, you
on
are
drugs
normal.
With me. And
normal compared to that crap, so.
All right, dude.
What?
Are you cool, Jefferson?
Is anybody going to sit down? Man, now Braden's gone.
Ginger Jeff. I know. Thanks,
revolving
guys.
Door.
Thanks.
Oh let's just God. Get it out of our systems one after
I
the
guess.
Other, and then we're ready. That way there's... Yeah.
Well, while Braden's in there fucking jerking his shit out,
let's read about bullies.
I would like to tell you guys about rectal foreign bodies, speaking of poop. So, this is a two-parter. We got a quick little story here. This one is called Something is Stuck in My Butt and I Can't Get It Out. It's called My Dildo.
Right.
Oh, are you?
I cannot
cool
get
enough?
That shit out.
It
the
doesn't
toilet.
Come out, does it?
And I pee for a long time.
Okay, so I wake up, and ever since, if you guys will remember, what was it, Friday, when Wendy's fucked up my food, I went to Rosar's and I bought fucking a bunch of muffins, chocolate
nice.
Chip. Eight chocolate chip muffins.
Hey, how else do you do it?
Four lemon muffins. And so let me just preface this by saying I also crapped my fucking brains out.
Which is the same but crap that's stuck on there?
No.
Oh,
that's
right.
Her
that's
crap.
Hers, right.
So I would get up every day since I bought these fucking muffins. I call it Wendy's curse.
Paula says he's mailing us some Drano.
Fantastic. P.O. Box 3652, Kalispell, Montana 59903. MDS sent us a letter today.
Yeah?
He said something about I could have sent you the link, but snail mail is way more fun. Holla.
And it costs money.
Yeah, no shit.
Because you gotta buy a stamp.
But he mailed us an article from Richard Cheese playing Webster Hall when
we were in New York.
And how what we talked about, how he rearranges his audience so right. that he likes it.
Yeah, because like, the whole first yeah. couple rows were dudes like, and he dude, wanted he's like dude. Okay I need some chicks
yeah
like you over
he
here
started,
you girls come up
he was
okay.
He assigned seats
he did
assigned seating law.
Well, I mean, when it's your show, you can pretty much do whatever
that,
you want.
Yeah, that's true.
They're
you
there
are,
to see him.
You're Richard Cheese, man. Yeah, I'm Richard fucking Cheese!
And I like how he wore every one of his that. Fucking jackets.
Yeah, from all of his
all
other
the
albums.
Covers. Albums.
Yeah. Okay, anyway. So I've been waking up fucking early. At like 1:30 or 2. It's usually 2 or 3 hours after I go to sleep.
Right.
I wake up and I'm like, I have to eat a fucking muffin. And so I've been doing that. And one
night...
You know
how I know you're fat?
I remember waking up this one night and I had to take a... My stomach was like killing me. And it was the night I think I first got the muffins. And I woke up and must have ate like 2 of them.
Yeah.
And the cream cheese croissant
You
ham.
Don't even fucking remember.
I don't at all.
You're not even awake.
Dumb,
you're
though.
Sleep eating.
And so I woke up the other, like 2 nights ago, and I ate a muffin, and I'm like, man, I have to fucking jerk off. Like, something.
Well, yeah.
Something.
Is that
you
what
know
you
talking,
were doing?
You're
shut
no
up.
Talking yet. You're no talking yet. I'm like,
wait,
man.
So you woke up in the middle of night?
I, yeah.
Feeling it? It's
to
like,
eat a, to initially.
You're like, I need a muffin, and I fucking need to jerk
John,
off.
Yes.
You woke up, ate muff, and then jerked off. Is that what you're saying?
Chocolate chip muff. Absolutely.
Absolutely.
And then,
wait, what did you jerk off to? I'm curious.
To fucking The Need for Seed, oh man.
The Need for Seed.
Disc 2. Some anal.
Oh my god.
Stop, my stomach hurts.
Like, I kind of woke up. I kind of woke up and I saw the computer screen. I'm like, Matt's awake. And I kind of look out there and I'm, you heard me doing something.
I heard her moving around
and you clicked out of it real fast.
No, not at all. I heard her moving around and I'm like, whatever. And I'm jerking and I fucking come and I finish. And I'm, like, wiping my shit off, and then I'm, like, twirling it around, because you gotta work all of that semen
well, yeah.
out of there.
I mean, there's still some more that's so, still to come out later.
Speaking
you know.
Of semen, when I was driving on my route today, and one of the
you
people's
saw some
last...
Navy SEALs?
No, one of the people's last name was semen.
Oh.
And so I radioed, and I was, like... And I said that... But I said semen, like, really authoritatively.
Right.
Like, their name is so-and-so semen. Semen.
Is semen
like
here?
Like 5 or 6 times throughout the conversation.
Wow.
It was so fucking awesome.
There's so much emphasis on
so
semen.
Awesome. So I jerk off and I finish and I'm twirling and I go and there's no trash bag because I took
right.
the trash out earlier. So I
so
just
you took,
wad
so
up
toilet.
Paper towel. Paper
toilet.
Towels we use here.
Right.
When we jerk it, we
oh,
use
yeah.
paper towels.
Dude, I've used the paper towels every time
I've
jerked
okay?
it here. Stop
I don't
about.
Know, man. I just don't know.
Fantastic.
I like how he's covering the mic.
I can't help it. It's so
okay.
funny.
You might do that.
You might not
thing.
Hear the last
this
5 minutes of the show because
show.
Of Adam laughing.
Right.
But it was funny.
So
I
finished.
Tried to bury my face in this thing. I'm
it's
sorry.
Cool. Hey, let it out. We're here to laugh tonight.
Right.
Exactly.
I'm glad
so
you're
fuck
having a good
you
time.
Guys.
That's all we can do in this world is just laugh.
That's why it's a comedy show.
Anyway,
and
what?
How horribly we poop.
Eons are contagious. Laughter is contagious. If that's all you hear is laughter, good for fucking you.
Good
for
fucking
you. And you can't have manslaughter without laughter either.
That's true.
You were twirling.
What? Oh, right. So I fold up paper towel and put it over there under another paper towel. And then I come and I sit down and I check my email at, I don't even know why. Because I'm finishing the muffin.
When you're on the computer,
because I'm finishing the muffin. I was jerking off while
eating the muffin.
I was actually eating the muffin. Like,
really?
Jerking it one hand, muffin eating.
That's pretty sweet.
Hand.
Checking email.
John, if it's another muff joke, no. So, yes, John. Go
I'm
ahead.
Out. I'm out.
Go
I'm
ahead.
Out.
It's another
go
muff
ahead.
Joke.
It was, yeah.
Go ahead, please.
Go ahead.
So you're eating the muff and jerking it at the same time?
Yes. Thank you.
Paulo says multitasking.
I know. Totally. I probably had Twitter open, too.
Oh, my God.
Think of the things you could be doing with your feet.
Right. I know.
Fuck, you should have been calling someone, too. Just, you know, add one more thing to it.
Well, I came up a little.
That
sorry.
You know, if I was in fucked up activity personally, I think I'd be poking at the girl sleeping next to me.
Well, no,
if
I
were you,
heard her.
I mean, no, don't take
she
that
had,
as, yeah.
She
just
had
like,
to go, but she's
my girlfriend was laying next to me. I'd be like, you know, I'm eating a muffin, I'm jerking off, and I'm doing kind of all kinds of weird shit. I think I should wake you up and make it more normal.
No, because she said she had to work in the morning, and if I wake her up, she gets very angry, and teeth actually form in her vagina cavity. Like, I'm not even kidding.
Okay,
ivory
okay.
fucking teeth.
Have you
guys.
Seen the movie Teeth?
Vagina Dentata or whatever?
Yeah, that.
No.
Oh, well, it's
but
like that.
I'm telling you.
You should watch
she does
that movie.
That. Ivory.
Well,
and they're
when, I
sharp.
When I've been working like all the time,
that's
and
what
I'm
saying.
Super
so,
tired.
I understand that. Because
that's why he chose to jerk off instead of wake you up.
You have been fucking more.
That's what a gentleman
that.
He is.
You've been fucking very good lately. Very good.
Thank you.
Must mention, sucking cock like an animal.
Thank you.
And I appreciate that personally. From me to you, I appreciate that. And the next
you're
fucking time you keep me between your legs for an hour because you're purposely not coming because you're having fun, I am not happy about that.
Bitch.
Thank you. My
someone
neck
had to say it.
And my tongue was falling asleep.
What about when I'm tired
up.
Of fucking and I just don't tell you and let you keep going?
But does
I don't
it take
sit there
an hour?
Fuck you for 4 hours because
sometimes.
I'm trying to hit you in the face when I.
But you probably
want
it. Don't lie.
Well, it's cool.
Sometimes I'm just tired and I'm like, all right, come
hey,
on.
Hey, guys,
hurry
guys,
up.
I got an idea.
Oh, wait, was it him that said stop talking about sex?
No. I can't remember who. I don't know who that was. It was someone on.
Okay, so anyway.
The commented
I can't
on the show.
Wake her up, which is why I jerk it.
Right.
And that's fine.
That's a good
I'm
thing
cool
to do.
With that.
Let's move on.
So, she gets up and she's like, my stomach is fucking killing me. Right as I'm like naked checking
jerking
email
off.
And shit. She's like, what are you doing? I'm like, eating a muffin. No, she said, what are you doing, eating a muffin? I'm like, yeah, and I was going to go smoke also. And then she's like...
Naked?
Yeah, naked. We're both totally naked. And she's like, I got to take a huge fucking shit. How about you go outside and smoke now? And I'm like, yeah. I'm going to do that. Fucking sick fuck. So,
oh,
and
God.
Then that was the shit...
It was so bad.
Which is what
I'm trying to piss off.
Wow, that story took so long to get out.
You all, well,
God.
There was many, many stories woven, intermixed.
Like that, it was that, a very bad shit.
That story took a long time because while telling that story, we told like 12 others.
Yeah,
right.
You're welcome.
Yeah, that's
it
all
was
done.
A very
God,
gnarly
I
shit,
I forgot
though.
Completely what the point
two
of that whole thing was until just now when you said that.
12 stories, $25, thedramel.com/donate. I'll give you a shirt and a CD.
And some stickers.
And some fucking stickers.
That's such a good deal.
Score.
And for an extra $5, I will sell you that vagina blood painting. No joke.
And for another 20, the
there's
purple
only,
dildo.
I don't know if you know this or not, but that is the only one like it in the world.
Hey,
in
50
the world.
Bucks.
In the world.
Give up a jam hole sign.
So that's and that's no. So that's the shit
that's
you guys see in there. Okay?
$50.
Good. And then we're like laying down, falling back asleep again. She's like, what were you doing on the computer? And I just...
You didn't answer
like
me at
I
all.
Was
I thought
sleeping.
I was like, oh, he didn't hear me. Whatever. You son of a bitch.
I was jerking it, bitch.
I knew it. It was totally in my head. I'm like, oh, I woke up right in the middle of him getting done jerking it.
And the awesome thing is, that's where Braden sits.
Yeah, well, I've jerked it here many times.
And I just, okay, like, legs up on the desk, Buddy Christ bobblehead, fucking bobbling.
Oh, I have him in my
bobbling
ass.
Bobbling, bobbling,
bobbling. Just all by itself.
Bobbling,
no.
Bobbling.
Yes. Well, no, because the desk is moving.
I still think my favorite time bobbles with Matt in that chair was when I was underneath the desk.
Yes.
Licking his asshole?
Awesome. Yes.
How
was
that?
Yes.
Tasty.
Watching porn while she was sucking me off.
You got
off
any stories or any, like, cool
stuff? I got some
stuff
right here.
Alright.
No, so I was talking about something, this one being called something.
You were
stubborn
in the middle of a fucking story.
Because you were taking a piss.
Right, so 40 minutes later.
Okay, go ahead.
Spend 20.
What do you have?
No, well, no.
What did you bring to the table, Jack
story
Buck? I did. And that's shit you're pissing on. Done.
Read this stuck in my butt, please.
Yeah, you were reading a story on the computer.
Oh, yeah, I was doing that.
Yeah, we'll finish it, and then I'll read something.
Wow. Yeah.
Anything you put in your butt should have a flange at the end of it, big enough to keep it from getting sucked in there. Your butt is a sucker, and it will suck things in there.
Right.
Okay.
Right.
Check.
Makes
We've
sense
all been there.
If you need notes, I will wait. Are you good?
I think
good.
Everyone's okay.
Okay.
I need to find
If
on
you're a fisting if whoa.
Whoa.
If you're a fisting aficionado, your partner's torso qualifies as a large enough flange. Moreover, because your butthole can do a lot more than you probably think it can, you should have a backup retrieval system on your butt toy, like a big giant fucking string or a bungee cord that stays outside you and you can remove it with a simple tug. Which is what I like to call the tugboat.
Right.
Right.
John.
Yes, John.
I'm not going to admit or not going to lie.
Is Jeff raising his hand because I can't see?
No, he's not.
Are you just... Okay, good job, Ginger
Jeff. He's just
Jeff
laughing.
Ginger Jeff. That's why I like to call him.
GJ.
He's
some
my
people
best
are
friend
way too much into sodomy.
WWGJD.
What?
Yeah, some people are.
Yeah.
Yeah,
it's not
bit
that big of a thing.
Like, stop putting so much shit up your asses,
right,
guys.
Please.
Like, knock it the fuck off. Like, it was okay when you were sticking it in your vag. Like, that's cool, I guess. Whatever. I mean,
if
you could just go fuck a dude if
you
want.
If you want to wreck that shit and never enjoy fucking it again, then yeah, that's cool.
Whatever you want to do, I
whatever
guess
it takes, I guess.
What about the gerbil and duct tape?
Well, that's for more of like a crawling around thing.
Right.
We can make an exception on that.
You can actually...
Whoa, buddy.
You can mimic the same effect by getting... Do you guys remember the wobble
sarcasm
pens?
Yeah.
The wobble pens, right? It
right
had the thing that moved around that made it wobble.
Uh-huh.
You tie a fucking string to that and you shove that fucker up in there. And, you know, it's turned on. And it mimics like a gerbil.
And how would you know this mimicking
experience
sound? Yeah.
Yeah, I've shoved many of those pens up my
and
girlfriend's
dribbles
asses.
And dribbles.
So what? You guys haven't?
No.
Have you even ever owned a wobble pen?
Actually, no.
I did.
Do you
I
ever
did
have a Spirograph?
Yes.
Do you ever have a mini Spirograph?
Yes.
Fuck no, yes. I don't think so.
It's my favorite. It's
I wasn't
you were
that
poor
rich.
You're poor, Braden.
I know. I'm sorry.
Oh, you're an asshole. So, if you've been following those rules, you probably won't be reading this, right? Unless you're into reading about things getting stuck up people's asses.
Right, like
first
Danny
off, let's start with the easy stuff. Something that's relatively smooth, not fragile, and inanimate, like a dildo, or, excuse my face, a chrome egg. What?
A chrome egg?
Chrome egg.
What you don't want
what
to do is use artificial means to get it out of there. Like, don't stick something in your butt to get the thing that's stuck in your butt out.
Right.
Because that doesn't
then
work.
You just
no
have two things
that,
stuck
it's
in
like
your butt.
It doesn't
like
cancel them each other out.
Check this out. It's like when a Falf disc gets stuck up in a tree
and
you
throw one at it.
And
then
it stuck. And now, yes.
And now you got two discs stuck in
that,
it.
Two that wrongs just don't make a
no
right.
Sometimes,
they don't cancel each other out.
Rarely, but it does happen. Suppose you've just been a little bit crazy and you've put something up there that's fragile and could break into sharp pieces. Like, one guy, one glass? Or one guy, one...
I've never seen that.
Really?
Still. I don't want to.
It is fucking wicked.
It's so gnarly from what I hear.
Have you've never seen it?
No, I've never seen that either.
I don't want
Have you
to.
Heard of it? Of what it is?
Why don't you just remind everyone what it
well,
is?
Well, let me paint you a fucking picture. It's a dude, it starts out with a fucking jar or a glass or something, and then you see an ass, and it lowers down. The jar gets shoved up into the ass, like, totally, and then he scrunches his butt cheeks, and the glass shatters in his asshole. He then proceeds to bend down and start ripping shards of glass out of his asshole, all the while blood is dripping out, and by the time he's done, there's a huge pile of disgusting bloody shards of glass and a big puddle of blood. And then
oh
he probably
God.
Died.
Oh, yeah, Red Fox yeah. says, oh, God, why?
Yeah.
Those are my thoughts exactly.
Because you saw two girls, one cup, and you're like, I don't have
oh, yeah?
two girls, but I do have me.
But I do have a cup glass that bottle. I can shove in my ass.
This glass fucking bottle. It's awesome.
Oh, my God.
I know. Jeff looks like
dude,
Ginger
I had, is Ginger Jeff okay?
Dude, I had...
Hey, did
I'll
I do...
It. I'll make it.
You did I do good?
You made him sick,
That's
dude.
Why I can rap, son.
You know
there's something I always think to myself, there's always something so fucked up that I've never heard of
that I couldn't even think of.
You know
and
what?
That was one of them.
I have personally had my asshole stitched back together.
Why are
from,
you telling
me? And would never
crushing...
want that to happen again. And
was
this
it?
Guy did it purposely. No, I didn't do it on purpose.
Okay.
She took the biggest shit
that
ever.
That was so bad.
It's actually Jane Guinness, if you look it up.
Did you call Guinness?
No, she did, fuck like, yeah. when she had her asshole stitched.
If it's already broken, call 911.
Like 50 Keurigs, dude.
Or make a fucking video. 50 Keurigs?
Yeah.
How many Keurigs is it? If a day goes by and you're still plugged up, see a doctor. Now, let's suppose you've been a little bit crazy and you have something up there that's fragile and breaks into a bunch of pieces.
Like a light bulb?
If
I saw
it's
that
already,
was on the list.
Check this out. If it's already broken, now, I want you guys pens and papers,
if
okay?
it's broken before you put it in your
If
ass.
It's already broken, move as little as possible and call 911.
As little as possible.
You are in serious life-threatening danger. If it hasn't broken yet, get to the emergency room carefully
wow.
before it breaks.
Danger.
A special category of the above is things like Coke bottles with holes in the top. These are more dangerous than you might think. The hole can form a suction seal with your innards. That's your
Jesus.
Your guts, your Nickelodeon.
Is that cause a lapsy?
Your Nickelodeon guts, also
is
called
that a lapsy?
The pink sock, a.k.a. a lapsy.
Right.
A lapse dance, as I like to call
a-lapse
it.
A lapse dance.
That's when you're walking with a lapsy and it's just like
dancing.
Swinging around.
Yeah, it's just out.
It's lapsed.
That's awesome.
That's disgusting.
Yes,
God.
John.
Okay, I got lost on suctioning innards there.
Right, it'll suck your guts out of your asshole.
The
into
bottle.
A Coke yeah. bottle.
Right.
Right.
So,
I saw a YouTube
nice.
Video
that's
of that one.
Metal thing I've ever heard.
So that is fucking metal as oh man.
Can there be a metal band called Lapsy? I would really like that.
Yes.
Dude, if I join one, that's the first thing I would come up with.
I would call it Race Laps. Fuck yes. So when you try to pull
Paulo
it out...
says stick an M80 up there.
Or ooh. That would work.
Just don't like
just
it first.
Make sure you're videotaping it first.
Right.
Yes.
So don't try to pull it out. It takes a very precious part of you with it. Or when you try to pull it out. Right. Like your fucking asshole. We don't recommend bottles of any sort as impromptu dildos, but if you must use a bottle or at least stick in their butt first rather than neck first. Like butt first, not hole first.
Right.
Right. Courtney
makes
Love,
sense.
But back
butt.
Of the line. You whore. Okay.
Is she even alive still?
I probably not.
I don't
I'm going to have
so.
To... Probably not.
Probably not.
To get it out...
Wait, hold on.
Do not yank or twist at it. Yes. What?
John,
what?
I was just going to say, I don't
What?
Think...
Sorry.
I don't think Courtney Love overdosed yet.
Not
Give her
yet.
A couple more months. Yep.
Yep. Couple more. Fuck. It's just when a matter of time.
Maybe when the same people that did Kurt will help her out.
How many times? she'll kill herself?
Probably.
How many times have she gotten AIDS now?
I don't know. How many times does it take to lick a fucking Tootsie Pop?
Before you get AIDS?
Three.
To the center. It's not three. That's bullshit.
It's more.
That's bullshit.
If you chew. If you're a chewer, maybe.
Oh, there's a... Oh!
Is that a spider?
He's dying over there.
Oh my god, what's going on? He's freaking out.
Are you dead, man?
Oh my god.
Are you dead yet?
Are you
alright? Motherfucking spiders crawling on me.
Really?
Like, real ones, not like, oh,
dude,
man.
Dude, doesn't that just give you the biggest boner ever?
No, Whoa. Actually.
Real spiders, not like, oh, man.
Freaks me the fuck out, spiders. Dude. Seriously, the other night, I laid in my bed. I feel something tickling me on my chest. I thought it was just my blanket slowly kind of like following, like laying on me.
Yes, you got to check that shit.
And then I go down to scratch it and I feel this thing crawling on me. And then I just instantly crush it and throw it. It was just like instant. Scared the fuck out of me.
You know what that's called?
Hmm.
Survival instinct.
Yep. That's why I
call that cat-like reflexes.
Also, ninjutsu is actually what that's called.
That's why you always check your bed before you go to sleep.
Yes, but I haven't lately since she's been living here.
Right, because she always goes first, so if there's any spiders, they'll have gotten under her.
Well, I'm not really freaked out about spiders. I really don't have a problem with them at all.
Even if a brown lacrosse bites you.
A brown recruit?
That's fine.
A hero.
A brown recruit spider.
How's that brown?
I've had a couple of these, about seven now.
Yeah, I'm glad you're driving.
How many?
I don't know.
I'm glad you got a new Chow van.
Yeah, that's a sweet Chow van.
I told you about that.
That's awesome.
Ford Chomo.
Fucking Ford pedo van.
It's called a Ford Chomo.
We were talking yesterday, and we want to paint the words Candyman on the side of the van.
Nice.
Can we do that? Is that cool?
It would be fucking awesome.
Okay, so I'm sure everyone right now has a bottle shoved in their ass. So right. You're like, okay, it's in there now.
So now what?
How do we get it the fuck out? God, I feel like there's spiders on me.
They're
fucking
everywhere.
Sucks. To get it out, don't yank or twist. Try rocking it gently back and forth to see if you can break the seal, so to speak. Is there a club joke in there somewhere?
I have no idea.
No, it's okay. Breaking the suction seal is what it's talking about.
Thank you for clearing that up.
You're welcome.
So no club jokes anyway,
no.
For sure.
Thank you for pointing something out I already figured out for myself.
If you can't get to an emergency room for help, you may have to have someone drive you since sitting in the driver's seat is... Got it.
Paula says, do you take the bottle cap off first?
I would imagine.
I would recommend having it full, I think.
Yeah, totally.
More motion for that ocean.
Right. Add a few pounds.
That's right. Swirl it around. Yes, John.
And just metal just scraping up your complete asshole.
Fucking
in 10 seconds.
Heavy metal, dude. Yes.
Oh, yeah.
Dude, like I said, that's righteous. The most metal thing I've ever
and
heard.
Then you pull it out, and it, like, pops the top, so you're ready for a nice frothy brew. Yes, go
it
ahead.
Had to have caught
do
somewhere.
It. Do it.
If someone could actually pop a top off the bottle while it's in their anus and dump the soda, beer, whatever out, I would marry them. Just
yeah?
Because of that talent.
I have
I don't
a lady.
Care
is
what
that
they
a
are.
Talent?
Hold on. I would like to introduce you to one of our fans. RandomRimJobs.com. Best blog ever.
I actually showed him that, so... Shazam.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Yeah.
What?
If anyone can do that, that's the girl.
Yeah, she would be the one. Anyway, babe, please.
So,
continue.
And you do things with, you're like affiliated with a church?
Are you guys ready to talk?
That's a
my
good
own,
one.
My own church, yes.
Really?
Yes, there was 20 members at one point in time, but we were called cult at that point in time. I don't know why.
Really? We have more members than that. Are we a church now?
I don't know. We're more of a cult.
Have you guys come here to praise some shit?
No.
Is your God an awesome God?
I do have some punch.
Don't even start.
I got the punch. Who wants to party?
I got punch and pear.
Paula says Shazam can break walnuts.
Fucking A. We don't call her the old nutcracker for nothing, huh?
Yeah, I guess. Yeah. Wait, they call her that?
We're not going to comment on the ethics or sanity of sticking rodent life up your butt. we're just going to tell you how to get Mickey or his buddy out of there. He is unlikely to be reassured by sweet talk or gentle music at this point. No Pied Piper bullshit for you. The first question is, does your animal have teeth? Because that is very important.
Yeah.
Depends on what you're going to be sticking up there to get him out of there.
If it has teeth and claws...
You're fucked.
Yeah,
in a little poem, if it has teeth and claws, you'd better pause.
It's a good poem. It's more like a haiku.
But if it's
though.
Furry and fluffy, you can go ahead and get up in there.
That doesn't rhyme.
Yes, John.
I believe
poems don't have to rhyme.
But I believe
started rhyming.
I said yes, John, not Braden. Shut up.
I believe in the early days they did use duct tape because of the teeth and claws. Somewhere along the lines, someone
you
really
duct tape their paws and their mouth shut, so it's just like a furry, crawly, squirmy thing.
Right. Well, that's
I think
why
so. That's what I've heard. Anyways,
that's why you just use pinkies now.
That you just get a bunch of them and just like shove them up there with a stick so it's all soupy and gross.
Well, personally, I don't shove anything up my ass, and this is the most fucked up shit I've ever heard.
That's a fucking lie. See how his eye twitches when he lies? You got the same thing, Brayden.
That's him being drunk, I think.
Is that what that
yeah.
You know what I mean
I'm
by
not
pinkies,
drunk.
Right?
Yeah, yeah. We used to feed pinkies to our snakes.
Yeah,
no,
don't
I don't
have...
know what you mean by pinkies. I
wait,
really
what
don't.
Are
you
pinkies?
You don't? Pinkies are feeder mice for snakes.
Oh, wait. Got
are they the dead frozen ones?
Like
no.
Pinky in the Brain?
I don't
no,
listen
not like
to
Pinky in the
I don't
Brain.
Listen to pop music.
No, not like pop music either. Pinkies
in the brain.
Are mice. They're baby mice. They don't have eyes. They don't have teeth. They don't have claws. No, nothing yet, but they're still
head,
alive
shoulders,
and they move
knees,
around.
Or toes?
It's nope. safe for knees small snakes so that way they can still feed on live prey. That's why they're feeder mice, pinkies.
Got it.
And they're pink.
So you would have to shove probably what? They're probably
10 to 12.
To equal one half.
Or you could get a very large rat, poke its eyes out, and pull its teeth out and tape its hands.
I'm sure there's an equation for that somewhere.
Somewhere.
So
put a bunch in a condom, tie it up, and then shove her eye on in.
This is the guy that would know.
If your animal has
just
teeth,
a thought.
Don't waste time reading this. Get to an emergency room. Or hearing me read this to you. This situation falls in the same category as sharp broken pieces. Your colon is very fragile. your colon, Powell. I love that game. It's fun. He's dark and black and
right.
It just fits. Real, real uptight. I can do this all day.
It just fits perfect.
The shoe fits.
Your colon hydrotherapy. See? Oh, fuck. Your colon is very fragile and very vascular, well supplied with blood. You do not want to take chances on perforating this bowel. If teeth are not a concern, you may be able to grab a tail or leg or other extremity and gently pull your bewildered little friend out of there. Just make sure you don't grab him by the nuts, because
right.
that would
right.
probably
piss him off.
Yeah.
Yes, and then he would piss in your colon, Powell,
right.
and you would piss that out.
Ew.
If you had a piss test, they'd
no,
like,
you would actually shit piss, literally.
You're on drugs, and you're half rat. This is fucked up. yeah, and mostly just make sure you probably go to an emergency room. Now you're probably telling yourself, or asking me, like, how often does this seriously happen? Well, I happen to have a table here. The surgical management of two patients presenting with incarcerated, apparently self-inserted foreign bodies is reported. The large volume of literature is reviewed with 182 previous cases by type and number of objects recovered. And the patient's age and all that shit.
So, there's a history of people shoving
glass
objects up their
ceramic,
ass.
Glass or ceramic, bottle or jar. How many? Braden.
I can't even...
John.
I have no idea.
7.
Adam.
50.
Ginger.
I have 150.
9.
32, actually.
Wow. I'm the closest.
That's so awesome.
That's 32. Nuts.
I would love to be that doctor, just so every time they come in, you know he never gets tired of it. He gets it a lot.
Yeah, he
of guesses,
loves
but
pulling
when they
weird
come in, he's like,
them.
"Let me guess, right?
One apple, 2 bananas, 4 carrots, 3 cucumbers, 2 onions, 1 parsnip. What?
Why would you put that in there?
1 plantain with a condom, One potato, one salami, one turnip, and two zucchini. One wooden axe handle, 10 broom handles or broomsticks. 3 miscellaneous or unspecified. The doctor's like, I actually have no fucking clue.
There's been a toy car by Ryan Dunn.
Probably.
No, there was. They
filmed it. I'll get to that. Yes, John.
And this country was founded by prudes, right?
Right.
Right.
Okay. Absolutely. Churchgoers, yes. Actually. 23 vibrators, 15 dildos, 1 dull kitchen knife, an ice pick, a knife sharpener, mortar and pestle, 2 of those actually, a spatula, a spoon, a tin cup, a candle, a curling iron, 3 flashlights, not fleshlights, calm down,
calm down, manifest.
Use your hand like the rest of us, it's okay. 1 tin cup, candles, right, 1 iron rod, 2 pens, a rubber tube, a screwdriver, a toothbrush, a wire spring, an inflated balloon, a balloon.
Wire spring?
Pardon?
A wire spring?
Yes, a wire spring.
Wow.
That's right. A balloon attached to a cylinder condom, 2 baseballs, 1 tennis ball, 1 cue ball for pool, 1 baby powder can, 1 candle box. Do you remember Candlebox?
The band?
Left me far behind!
That's what you sound like.
And Poison's Unskinny Bop were like the 2 first tapes I ever owned. Oh my god. Wow. And then
Poison's
MC Hammer.
Unskinny Bop?
MC Hammer.
The single. Wilson right. Phillips, the single of whatever song they did back way back
MC
then.
MC Hammer's alright. Everyone had
can't
MC
touch
Hammer.
This.
And then, moving
can't
on.
Touch this.
Okay.
Right.
2.
What?
Stones.
What? 2 rocks?
3 cattle horns. 1 gold chain, 1 frozen pig's tail. That's gross.
God.
1 kangaroo tumor, 1 hair mousse cap, 1 plastic rod, 2 stones, 1 toothbrush holder, 1 toothbrush package, 2 whip handles, and a bunch of other disgusting
that's
stuff.
That's crazy.
Glasses, suitcase key, tobacco pouch, magazine, total of 14 collections with approximately 500 objects.
You oh my
disgusting,
god.
Disgusting.
God. Are you alright, Adam?
Creatures.
That's so fucking
disgusting.
Funny. Disgusting.
You
as hell, but funny
all
as hell.
Interact with a person that does this kind of shit on a day to day basis. I guarantee it. Yes, John.
I understand why the Taliban hates us now.
Yeah,
right.
Because we shove shit up our assholes
at a disgusting rate.
They don't understand it.
Yes.
They're like, we no worship goats, you guys fuck yourselves with fucking candles.
And all kinds of shit.
Russians are drunk vodka fucking eaters.
Right.
I don't know.
Whatever.
Everyone sucks.
Can we do some fuck my life tonight?
Probably not.
I would love to hear some
fuck
my life.
Because we're already an hour 40. And I need to
well, we
something.
Have to do fuck my life.
We don't
okay.
have to.
Yes, we do.
Really
the
don't.
Only thing I have to do
we
is
really,
die.
Yeah.
Well, you're not doing it right now, so you're going to read fuck
what
my life.
What you really need to give hear is 10 minutes. Reasons why Superman's better than Jesus.
I do want to hear that.
Okay, let's
go.
Brayden, go.
All right, you ready?
Go.
Reason number 1. Superman has saved the planet from destruction numerous times. Jesus has threatened to return and bring upon the end of the earth with him, but so far is a fucking no-show.
Right, and if you'll recall, Jesus' father fucking
right.
drowned everybody.
Yeah, not good people. Superman saves people.
Right.
Like,
God,
he's a good person.
God actually destroys things and scares you into believing
I like
in
how
him.
In that picture, Superman's looking all fucking
if
tough
you...
and cool, and Jesus has got this big gun.
And we'll put links. You guys can see those on the show notes once those get finished, probably tomorrow sometime.
Right.
But the episode will be out.
Yes,
because
we're
gonna change
do that.
Shit up.
We're gonna do that. Now.
So if you think about it, Superman is kind of like Jesus.
He kind of is,
and Jesus is kind of like the devil.
Kinda.
That is some effed up joke.
We just got it all backwards, man.
Duh, guys.
All right.
I mean, no shit. We're too busy shoving fucking.
Look at all the things
gold
we're busy
chains
sticking
up
our
my assholes.
Yeah. All right. Reason
disgusting.
Number 2. Jesus has Oop. Performed Jesus has performed a few miracles, but Superman can shoot laser beams out of his eyes. He can fly, is indestructible, and can see through everything except lead.
That is a good point.
In one movie, he turned back time. How awesome is that?
It's fucking pretty awesome. Jesus, how many times you turn back time? Oh, never?
No. Oh, okay.
I'm
well,
sorry.
Superman has.
Why don't you go back to hell and take another 3 more days getting your asshole reamed by the fucking devil?
Reason number 3. Jesus may have died for your sins, but Superman died to protect us from an intergalactic killing machine called Doomsday.
And then he came back, but he didn't just say he came back like Jesus says.
Right.
He actually came back, and then he came back again like 20 years later.
Yeah, and just chilled.
And just was like, you guys got new CGI?
Yeah.
I'm fucking still
I'm
looking
here.
Super buff.
I'm awesome.
Let's do that. Hey, lights, camera, action. I'm super fucking mad.
Yeah. Yes, John.
I just want to say thank you, Superman, for saving my ass.
Yes.
Thank you,
Superman.
Rock.
In the new hit Hollywood film, Superman Doomsday.
Right. We should start the Church of Superman.
We could.
Hey. Like the Church of the Fonz.
And we'd be like, hey, Superman, you know that whole Jamholia idea?
Yeah.
Hey. Yeah, let me know when that's done.
Hey,
yeah.
Matt.
I think you're on to something, right?
Hey, Matt.
Yeah.
Yes.
You want to lose some teeth?
What?
That's what he says to Lois. He's all in the Church of the Fonz, and she's like, oh, it's the dumbest idea I've ever heard of. He's like, hey, you want to lose some teeth? She's like, teeth. What?
That's so awesome.
4, when Jesus died, he was resurrected 3 days later and then abruptly left.
You said erected.
I did. Telling
I like that.
Disciples, Woo! He'd be back within their lifetimes, an obvious lie.
Has not yet.
Superman
Probably
died,
won't
was
ever.
In stasis for a while, and emerged with long, glorious 90s hair.
Yeah.
Unlike Jesus, however, Superman
who looks
stuck
like a fucking hippie
and has been busy keeping the world
still
safe from evil.
Shave your fucking face,
I
Jesus.
Know. We have razors now.
Jesus. I know. We're not using
We've gone a long
We're
way.
Not using the little fucking lizard from the Flintstones
no,
to like shave our faces and
it's
it bites off
century.
Half of our skin and we bleed to death.
Right.
This is the 21st century.
I don't know if you know that.
I'm
Jesus.
A 21st century digital boy and you are pitching some bad religion.
You are.
Jesus.
Get your shit right.
Huh? Yeah.
Get it right.
You know what I'm fucking saying.
5. Although not a god, Superman still risks his life all the time trying to combat supervillains. Jesus, on the other hand, is apparently all-powerful and yet refuses to do something as basic as healing
and turns water
amputees.
Into fucking wine, you alcoholic
yeah.
fuck.
And healing amputees.
Right. Superman makes diamonds. You make fish.
Yeah.
Fish stink.
I hate fish.
Diamonds, not so hot.
Don't
yeah,
like them.
I
gross.
Like fish.
Well, yeah, what you have hell? A fish on your arm.
Yeah, you're
yeah,
a chick,
yeah.
though.
Yeah.
Chicks what? Like fish.
Six.
Not all chicks. All
right. 6. Superman can move mountains. Jesus claims praying to him will accomplish the same feat,
but
no noticeable effects from praying have ever been measured.
Never fucking does. Right. Of course.
Right. 7.
Although, Jesus, like, more people have died
from
in Jesus' name than have died in Superman's name.
How many people have died in Superman's name? None?
Lex Luthor, but
that's
he came
it.
Back.
But that was
in
by his
Smallville.
Own hands.
Yeah.
That's
and
because
he did it by his own hands.
That's because Superman saves the people. He doesn't let them
well,
die unless
like
they're
bad.
Superman's a savior.
Yeah.
Jesus sucks.
Yes, John.
Yes, John.
Didn't Superman kill Doomsday once he came back to life?
Pretty sure.
Yeah, so he did kill one person.
But he had to.
He
I know,
a bad
but
man.
But
there's no
technicalities.
Way it.
Maybe he died for your sins. You don't know.
You
don't fucking know.
You don't. Oh God!
I never killed anybody.
That's right. Me neither.
So
I don't
a
know
better
that.
Person than he is.
I murder beats, yo.
Okay, so 7. Superman is an expert in dozens of languages and is an accomplished journalist. Jesus
of course,
never left
Clark
any
Kent.
Writings. Yeah, Jesus never left any writings or evidence of his works.
Nope.
Nothing.
Oh, but the Bible.
Nah, that was
Fuck
written by
you.
Men.
Yeah,
that
was written
by
him.
Men. It wasn't written
Notice
by him or God.
The first Bible was printed on
wasn't
the fucking
the so-called
the
Book
Gutenberg.
Of Revelations written
Excuse
by him.
Excuse me.
Hey.
Sorry.
I'm talking about
hey, how
history.
Come you've
get
been
him.
On the show.
Hey, get the nuts.
You've been on the show more times than John, but you don't raise your hand. John does and waits for us to shut
you
up.
Discipline that fuck.
You
discipline.
Stop being a bad guest right now.
You rack a discipline.
I like following rules. Yeah. go me.
I should almost be beyond the guest, so fuck that shit.
How
yeah,
so?
He's beyond the guest. Because,
how are you beyond the
because,
guest?
Because I'll tell you, he's donated more money than you have.
Touché. How much?
Wait, I've donated more money than he has also.
You donate that pussy, which is, like, priceless. So.
And that's cool. The only way you can become beyond guests is if you're like me, who actually doesn't contribute
or,
to reading stories or doing anything, but I pay for
hey,
a lot of shit
or
every
you're
year,
just
every
on
episode.
The show every or time. If you could take that dildo balls deep right now.
You do that,
ass,
right. You will be permanent member.
I feel very incapable of doing
him.
Such.
No, him. Adam. Him, actually. Adam.
Him again.
Balls deep.
That could, dude,
balls
that,
deep.
That, that
balls
could not
deep.
Fit in any orifice in my body.
Speaking of balls deep, when I'm sitting like this, can you guys look under the table and see my balls through my shorts?
I never tried.
I'm not trying.
Ginger? Can you see that?
You know what? I just got to
mention. You tried. You just
no,
tried.
A little.
Ginger?
I'm glad we're doing the show. I just wanted to mention
right
this.
Here.
Matt, more than anyone, tries to get people to see his dick and balls for some reason. Like, I don't know a single person that's ever been like, hey, look over here. And I know it's his dick, obviously. Like, all the time. No one does that except this guy.
I had my dick in the door, but just the dick. Like, door was kind of closed, but it was closed on my dick. Uh-huh. But I had the dick hanging out there. I'm like,
I know you
Brayden, did. Look at this. And you're like, no, it's no. Gonna be your dick.
I know it. What else?
Yes, John.
I have met one other person like that before.
Really?
But whenever he got drunk,
Danny?
He thought he was Sylvester Stallone.
What?
No, yes. Matt likes to run around naked in the house and go, Brayden! And like shake
He's
around.
He's done that a couple times.
Dude. Only if I'm running from the bathroom to the bedroom.
Right, right. But still.
I'll do it without a towel on. Yes, Adam.
Me
go.
And Jeff have a friend named Bo. He will expose.
Bo Bice?
No.
Oh, I figured out who
he
that
will
was,
expose
by the way.
Anything, anytime, anywhere, for no reason whatsoever.
Just randomly?
Yeah, just go, hey, Adam, want a gumball? And he has his nuts pulled out.
Oh, my God. That's awful.
See, Matt does it when we're fucking or getting done fucking or something because he comes out and he wants to clean the stuff off, you know,
obviously.
Semen off of his dick and he wants
because
to run out. And
she still
show his
hasn't
penis.
Learned how to swallow semen yet, but we're working on that. I feel really positive about these
hey,
next
take
really positive, guys. John.
So I heard Lay's, they're coming out with a new chip. It's going to be a diet
Hold
chip.
Hold on, let me get my rim shot.
Yep.
Okay, go.
It's going to be a diet chip, and it's going to be semen flavored. And it's been proven that 80% of women will automatically just spit it out.
Yeah?
Yep.
That's true, but...
See? Duh. Not all girls like to swallow. That's gross.
80%.
I'm not
number.
In that 20.
Obviously. It's okay.
Wait, you're not in the 20% that doesn't
Hold
swallow?
Hold on, it's a small price
no,
to pay.
No, you said
Hold
80%
on.
Will spit it out. I'm not in the 20. I'm
it's
in
got
the
a
80.
Lot of nutrients.
That's a
protein,
small.
You should take that. That's like 7 meals.
I'm good, bro. Why don't you fucking drink it then?
Yeah,
he what? Does.
I'm a guy.
No.
It's not my nature.
I recycle hey, my I own semen.
Yeah.
Remember that clip?
That is a small price to pay for her really not wanting kids ever.
Yeah.
And that
like
she will let me film it and rip it out with our own shop vac and coat hanger. She said, you promised.
Paula says 100% protein.
All of it.
And,
110%.
And not a coat hanger, babe, but we can go and get it professionally done. Actually, if they just
that
give me that abortion
money.
Pill, you can videotape me pushing that
oh,
thing
push
out.
Push that shit out.
Yeah. Could I please?
You could.
Oh, yeah. We had a conversation
Weird.
About this last episode, how
I still didn't get to hear that.
Wait, episode. You can push semen out?
Yes.
It was a
how?
Dude, chicks push. Have muscles up there and stuff that move.
It's called the
and
vagina.
And I can move them. And if he busts his load up there, I can just kind of stand up and push, and it'll come out.
Oh, I
That's
thought you meant
so
us.
Beautiful. That is so beautiful.
I thought you meant
yes.
We guys
that
can have it
beautiful.
Pushed down. Like, wait, how?
Anyway,
I knew that.
You
but
squeeze.
I meant,
John.
I thought you were talking about
you
guys.
You squeeze.
So can you queef like Martha Stewart?
Yes, she can.
I can.
Red Fox, stars Red Fox says
the
it's
Road
Kegels.
Warrior.
Yeah, I know what Kegels are.
Kegels.
I do that.
Kegels.
How do you think my shit's so tight?
Righteous.
Kegels.
That's gnarly.
Kegels?
Oh, so how else is what? Jesus suckier All right. than
Which
Superman?
I'm on eight.
Okay,
eight.
Go.
Superman hooked up with the instantly hot Lois Lane, while the only woman that showed any interest in Jesus were all prostitutes.
Yes. Banging prostitutes since fucking zero.
Right.
Jesus.
Nine. Jesus. Jesus said, but those mine enemies, which would not that I should reign over them, bring hither and slay them before me, Luke 19:27. Superman, on the other hand, has a strict code of conduct that forbids him to kill anyone.
That's right. Because What's he Superman? Knows.
So the last one. Wait, John?
Go Superman.
Go Superman. Hero. Yeah, hey, can I have an amen, Superman?
Amen.
Amen, Superman.
Amen.
Superman. Okay, Superman.
The last one.
Superman.
If you fell out of your apartment window and cried for help, Superman would try and save you.
Yeah.
Not only will Jesus not even bother to save you, he will send you to hell for eternity if you don't believe in him.
That is absolutely true. Why do you believe? It. Because I don't want to go to hell.
Jesus. Superman is... I appreciate God. Superman so much more now.
After that, I really do.
Praise, like, Superman's awesome, dude. Jesus, not so much.
Praise
both
the Lord.
Imaginary and one...
Praise
feel,
the Lord! Praise the Lord!
And
praise
I actually Lord, feel a lot better about one.
Yeah.
Like, really? Who'd have thought?
One is more entertaining.
Thank you, Brayden.
Praise Superman.
You've brought hope upon...
Church of Superman. Hallelujah.
Can I get a praise Superman?
Praise Superman.
Praise Superman.
Amen.
So that's it for that.
Thank you.
Do you got something else?
Yeah, today, while taking a drug test for a volunteer job, I found out that I have a shy bladder.
Aww.
It took me ages to pee into a cup. I was congratulated and clapped for by complete strangers when I finally left for taking a piss. That sucks for you.
Fuck.
Yeah, that was kind of a sappy fuck my life, sorry.
No. I
don't care.
I have it's a shy bladder.
Oh, no.
Oh, wow.
Today I was buying an expensive pillow for my mother from a store clerk who wasn't even supposed to be there today and wouldn't stop staring at my boobs. After paying, I saw an elderly lady who dropped a bag, so I walked to help. I walked back to the clerk, who refused to believe I paid. The reason? He didn't recognize my face, so I showed him my boobs. He was like, oh, I recognize those boobs. That sucks for you.
That's more of a compliment, really.
Kind of.
Why not?
No, but if she's a whore.
I don't remember your face, but your fake boobs are awesome.
I got a pretty awesome compliment on my
Well,
boobs
then
yesterday.
Why did you get those things? For me to not look at them?
Wait, what? Certain people.
You said fake boobs, so.
Fake boobs are stupid.
Yeah, they are.
Yeah, I know, but why would you get them if they're not meant to be looked at?
If my chick got fake boobs, I would cut them out and punch her with them.
Yeah, well, that's why I was gifted, so.
Yeah. Roll the
Paula
dice.
Paula says that story is so phony.
Roll the
I
dice.
I got a pretty good compliment on my boobs yesterday, though.
Yeah?
Yeah, from your friend, because you told him to.
Yeah?
What?
I was like, hey. He's like, dude, she has huge fucking boobs, and she's not even a fat chick. I'm like, I know.
Jackpot. Usually fat chicks have some bodacious
and I'm like,
boobies.
Dude, go tell her that because like ever since like 3 weeks ago she hasn't shut the fuck up about it. Just go up there and like just fucking grab it and be like, man,
those are
some
awesome.
Nice fucking titties. And he did. And
did
she's
he grab
like,
them?
Thank you. Yeah, he fucking grabbed him. And she was like, thank you. Thank
no,
you
he
much.
Came up, he's like, you know what? I have just got to tell you.
That my girlfriend's right over there, and I'm really drunk.
And you have some hot fucking boobies. And I was like, thanks. He's like, yeah, I told Matt. Matt said you'd like it if I told you. I was like, I do. I appreciate it. Thank you.
Well, I do, because I'm
like
an attention whore. And everyone
and I didn't have to
boobs.
Pay for them either.
You know what women should? They
roll
should show them off more often.
Dice.
Like, well, thanks. You know, I mean, you know.
Well, see, I'm
guys
not
are like, you know, most guys are like, yeah, look at these. They're big. And they'll be like, yeah, look at these. These are, you know.
Paula says
why not?
Danny has USDA prime boobage. Nice.
Okay, everybody.
What?
Make her feel awkward.
Any more Jesus? Any?
What?
Superman.
No,
fuck my life.
Whoa.
I'm gone, dude.
No, man. Past 20 minutes, I'm sorry.
That was like 20 minutes ago, dude.
Yeah. We're done. I told you it was the last one.
Okay.
Fuck my life.
I'm sorry.
So, this one is called Elderly Neglect. 82-year-old found dead.
You didn't even finish Fuck My Life. What
I'm
are you doing?
I'm done.
We're already
hey,
2 hours.
Hey,
you only had like 3 of them.
Let the host host
Whose show
the
is
show.
This again? Hold on.
Wait, go to the jam hole. Hold on. Let me look here.
Wait, under the jam hole, whose names are
with
on there again?
Matt. Wait, what's that say?
Matt.
Matt. And, yeah, it says Matt.
And Braden?
And Braden. Right. Yeah, it does. Right. Right. So this one's called Elderly Neglect.
So I'll just leave.
Oh, I want attention.
I just like my fuck my life.
But we're already at 2 hours and we've read no news.
Yes, we have to do news. People need to know that elderly neglect 82-year-old found dead. Who just farted? That was disgusting.
That wasn't me.
Danny.
John.
Danny.
John.
Danny. Paulo says wake up, John. Wake up.
John.
I'll try. I will.
Cemented to chair covered in cockroaches. Cleveland!
Ohio.
Ohio! An elderly man dies after being left inside his home, sitting in a recliner for days. He died where he was at his happiest. Cuyahoga County prosecutor says 82-year-old Arthur McChrystal's condition is the worst case of neglect
he's ever
seen.
Or she.
Ever seen. Right. Or she.
He or she.
Oh.
Sometimes you just can't tell. I don't know.
The worst case I've ever seen. She says, quote, he'd been left there for so long by his caretaker, who is his stepson, of course. He was covered in urine and had feces and food all over him. And he had bugs crawling on him and cockroaches and maggots in his open
wound.
Sores.
Oh.
Oh. Disgusting.
John?
Yeah, not cleaning that. Those will be huge sores, man. Think
yes.
about that.
Like the body's decomposing.
Right.
Now.
That's gross.
That is
the
gross.
Maggots are on their way.
Maybe your son also got some Alzheimer's.
Maybe.
We are working on a cure for that, sir. So hopefully this won't ever happen again.
Oh, well.
This is a crying shame. I saw a billboard once, and it said elder abuse. It's a crying shame.
Did it?
Yeah.
Never seen that.
This is a crying shame.
This is
an outcry.
It makes me cry.
I'm sad.
I'm sad right now.
I mean, I'm happy for, like, the cockroaches and
right.
the maggots that actually
well, yeah.
got a decent meal.
Right.
Because, hey, at least someone's getting a decent meal in this fucking place.
Seriously.
It's not all the guys standing out. You want to talk local? It's not all the guys standing outside of the fucking Rosebriar, I'll tell you that much.
No.
You don't need to eat when you're on meth. Ever. Ever.
Ever.
These bugs and maggots and cockroaches, they had to eat. McChrystal retired.
Because they're not on meth.
No, they're not on meth. If they were,
they'd be fine.
They'd be fine.
Right. Well,
if they eat
and they
a
would,
PCU, they'll be on meth.
They would live
kind of.
In the Rosebriar Inn.
Yeah. With
right.
all the other
with all
cockroaches.
The other methy cockroaches.
They're all cockroaches.
Addicted to meth.
McChrystal, a retired city worker, was literally cemented to the chair with his own feces.
That's disgusting.
What? Hold
cemented
on.
Literally. Chair with his own feces. Yes, John.
Literally.
Would that count as a fuck my life also?
Yes.
Yes.
Absolutely.
But
right
he
fuck
can't.
Well, 82 years, though, like, you had a good life.
It's about time.
Did you? How awesome
how
were those 82 years, though?
How many times did they bring you back to life since
None.
You've been 82?
Four.
None.
So far. Four, probably, like, four.
Four.
So far.
You're kind of like Jesus.
Kind
of. Better. But better, because you come back to life more times.
And you feed the cockroaches.
And you're still
Jesus,
here.
Jesus doesn't feed cockroaches
no.
and maggots
he's,
nowadays.
He's actually letting people starve in Africa.
To death.
Yeah.
To
Dude,
death.
People
and they have
here
AIDS.
In America.
Yeah, that too.
Yeah.
Homeless people.
He gave them AIDS.
John.
They're all non-believers.
Yes.
All of those
That's
people are non-believers.
It did say that in the Bible. And the day will come and the non-believers shall burn in hell fire.
Dude, most of them are believers.
Praise
they
Superman.
Believe that's why they're still alive.
Yeah. Praise Superman.
Damn it.
Hey, play
Superman.
Xena.
Maybe
Praise
you
Superman.
Should meet my friend Jay.
he has, I think.
Go on with the story.
this happened last summer. McChrystal was taken to Metro Health Medical Center where he was treated for a number of ailments and then released to a nursing home where he then died. Prosecutor says now that the county coroner's office has completed the investigation, they can file charges against the 41-year-old stepson, John Lemon.
Is that your last name?
John Lemon.
Not my last
Do
name.
We have a John Lemon here.
Wait, was the 82-year-old that died Jack?
What?
Jack Lemon? No?
No.
Is he
Lemon?
Dead yet?
I don't know. Okay. Probably.
Probably.
Lemon, like L-E.
Yep, that's
it. You know how to spell Lemon.
Wow.
Lemon, he spoke in the middle of it, and I like got distracted.
Uh-huh.
Fuck you guys.
The crystal has two biological and mentally challenged adult children. Of course he does. Of course.
John.
They also live at the house with him. Authorities are not sure what will happen to them in light of the charges, but since they're like in their mid-30s, they will probably just go to jail. And that is it for that story. Yes, John.
The mentally handicapped, in all fairness, these days are supposed to be called cognitively disabled.
They're retarded. That's fine.
I'll remember that.
Do you have anything else?
Look at the cognitively disabled boy.
Yeah.
That just rolls off the fucking tongue.
God. Wait, whoa. Ginger.
Go.
What's the difference between mentally disabled and cognitively disabled?
It's more
like three
politically
vowels.
Correct.
Right.
We can't just go around calling them tards.
Well, unsavory. I like Tim Henson's phrase, unsavory.
Yeah, we call them unsavories.
If I have had my arm removed, I'm disabled, but I'm not cognitively disabled because I'm still of conscious sound mind.
Right. Your limb, your memory disabled.
I'm physically disabled.
Right.
Right.
You're handicapped.
Other than cognitive.
You could be
right.
Cognitively disabled and still mentally capable. You know?
Right.
But who the fuck cares?
Either
you're
way.
You're retarded.
Yeah.
Yeah. If you cannot communicate with me with normal words, you're cognitively disabled, and I'm not going to insult your intelligence.
Cognitive, like you're smart.
Yep.
Or you're not so smart. Yeah.
Well, we're not going to go into... Too much.
Paulo says a drooler is a drooler.
Yeah.
Yeah. Quacks like a duck, walks like a duck, it's a fucking duck.
I kind of have a story about that.
Okay, please.
Okay, this one is called, They Stole My Little Girl, says mother judge too stupid to care for her baby. Did you hear a word I said? What?
Hand me the pipe is what you said.
Jesus. I thought you said pen.
Pipe.
Take that.
This pen?
No, that's a penis.
That's
actually
a pen.
Push the penis away.
A pen is.
I like how John keeps resorting to the giant penis. I think he has issues with it.
It's fine.
It's funnier than hell.
We'll cut that out.
Yeah,
compress
we'll
down
edit
to 20
it.
Minutes and
right.
I'll release it.
It'll take us 8 hours.
I'll release it in a couple weeks.
Right.
It's fine.
It's cool, dude.
It's totally fine.
It's fine. That's
so,
how it is.
Go ahead.
All right, a young mother who was
That's
judged
my dick. Whoa.
Sorry.
was judged too stupid to care for her own baby has
of
accused
course.
Social workers of stealing the child from her.
She's like, "What about the four others that are at my house?"
The woman who must be identified.
That should be a sport in the Special Olympics.
What?
Your duh.
Duh.
How good is your duh?
How retarded?
And do it.
Okay, John
Wayne. Thank you.
Okay, the woman who was identified only as Rachel for legal reasons is taking case in the European Court of Human Rights in a last ditch to attempt the halt on adoption of the child, now age 3.
Like, really, though, just give it to whoever the fuck wants it.
Yeah,
like,
her daughter referred to only as Kay was born 3 months prematurely with
of
severe
course.
Medical complications.
Called fucking FAS, perhaps.
Officials felt the first time mother lacked the intelligence to cope with the child and care for her safety. Kay was eventually...
Or the motivation, or the means and resources,
right.
Or the knowledge and know-how.
Yeah, Kay was eventually discharged from the hospital and given to a foster family, of course. But although her health has now improved to the point where she needs little or no day-to-day care, the child is due to be handed to adoptive parents within 3 months.
Yeah.
Okay, give me something interesting. The adoption is going ahead despite a recent psychiatrist report which declared that the 24-year-old has good literacy and numeracy and that her general intellectual abilities appear to be within normal range.
Nice. You can read and write only
right.
like 12 more fucking really important things and you're almost normal.
Yeah, John.
Congratulations.
She can read and write. I gotta admit, she does
she's
better.
She's got you beat.
No, she's better than half of our high school graduates.
Also true.
I gotta admit.
No child left behind.
Yeah. A study last
year
found...
Let's make everyone dumb.
found that Rachel's IQ was rated at 71. The IQ an average adult is 90 to 109.
Yeah, right.
Yeah, not anymore. Maybe it used to be, and that's it for that.
Okay, well, this one is called Stop Touching My Dick While I'm Trying to Smoke This and Do This.
Right. That's a lot to do. You're trying to smoke, you're trying to do a podcast, and trying to
can you wait a little while?
Played with. I mean,
you no.
can play with it as soon as they leave.
Wow, whore. Jesus.
Hey. Hey, just because you don't have your not girlfriend here playing with your
hey,
penis.
That has
whoa.
Nothing to do with that. It's the
you
fact
leave
that
him alone.
You were totally.
If he kills himself, I am fucked, okay?
It's that you were totally.
I'll fill
not
him.
Thank you, John. Brayden, you were shit and die.
You're
you
totally
faggot.
Against fucking, and now you just, like, want to fuck more than he does.
Well,
weird,
I
huh?
don't hear him complaining anymore.
Yeah, but why do you do
why?
That?
Why?
Because she loves the
cock. You're like, I'm not going to fuck you just because you want to fuck, and now you're totally doing it.
That's the woman
hey,
part in
whoa,
it.
Whoa, heel, Brayden.
Mind control. Mind control.
That's what we actually were going
she's brainwashing him, man. Straight up, brainwash.
Dude, that's the total, like, woman in her. Doing that.
That's the succubus.
That's
she
the
can't
woman.
Help that. And I'm okay with
there's
that.
There's the female part.
It's not her.
Come out.
It's the succubus.
You're not.
It's the succubus demon from hell
every
inside
woman,
her.
Every woman has one.
She has no control of it. It's not her fault. Jesus
right.
supposedly
it's called,
died
it's called
for
her
it,
period.
But like everything else Jesus has done, you know? He didn't do that either.
Yes, John.
And that's okay.
You're not okay with it. It's just
I'm
the succubus
okay.
say... Making you say that it's okay, man. We will.
Hey, Matt, get your guest to shut up, or it's gonna go back to
hey,
the way it was before.
He's your friend, and I'll fucking.
It doesn't
I
matter.
Will beat all your fucking asses if that happens ever.
All right then.
You include.
Wow. Paulus is mad as just taking it for the team.
That's right.
Whatever.
Each and every day.
Yeah. Okay, it's not. Okay.
You guys want to try
what
to
you don't know
that?
Is before the show, he was getting every. You know, me and him both all riled up and stuff. So now,
right.
yeah, I'm
she
a little horny,
my,
okay?
She sucked me off right before the show.
That's
I bet
good.
You didn't know that.
I did. I actually heard it.
Well,
yes. And that's why you're trying to show your penis off.
That's right.
That's because he was screaming.
John actually yelled at
your
comments.
She's jealous now because there are other males in the room, so she has to assert her alpha
awesomeness
hormone.
Female. Whore.
Whore. Emphasis on the whore.
Hormone.
Whore.
Hormone.
When I was actually out doing that pool table with my dad, I was just asking if Jeff could come over, and Brayden's all like, well, Matt's having sex at the moment.
Oh, really?
So
we weren't
really
even having
him.
Sex. He was just screaming while I was giving him head.
You
He's
were
like,
saying,
oh, my God!
You were making noises, too.
No, I did not make a noise.
Not even those. Not even.
No, I did not make a noise.
You were saying,
you're
like,
up.
Yeah.
No,
totally
that was him.
That was me.
That was him.
What's it? Oh my God!
All the sounds came from him.
Wow.
I'm sorry, but I didn't.
But
make
I didn't
a noise.
Hear. All oh, oh, I did.
No,
hear that.
You guys wait till after people are gone.
No, the thing is, she gets off on people
I
being
love
in
it.
The room.
I love it.
That's again weird. The succubus inside.
That's the
of her.
Only reason
that's
why.
Weird.
No, that's actually the only reason why she would suck his dick. It's because there was all of us out here,
right?
And that
so,
she, that turned her on,
thank,
so she wanted
thank
to.
Thank you guys.
Yeah,
I appreciate that. So
you're
all
hey,
stick around.
You're welcome, man.
You're all actually taking one for the team. Oh fuck! So,
I just think
fuck
it's fun right before the show.
All right, I got one more thing to read here, and then that'll about do
oh,
it.
Oh, hey, well, MDS just joined us.
Oh,
he says 200. Congrats, guys!
Yeah,
thank you, MDS.
So after we read this, I'll disconnect the three fucking amigos over there and plug in the voicemails, and we'll hear. We got a few voicemails to play. If you guys want to send them in real quick, 462-44687, tell us how awesome and thank us for doing this many shows.
We something. Do it for you.
Right. So this one is called, speaking of internet shows, Woman Raped Live on Internet, Suspect
Wait,
in
isn't
custody.
That a movie?
Raped Live on Internet.
What was that movie?
I
watched it because you told me to watch it. About
they,
that dude that
we talked about
that
it on
kills
the show.
People on the internet.
Yeah, we talked about it on
fuck!
The show too. What's it called?
I don't know.
Oh, it's gonna
fuck with
no.
Fuck, what's
it called?
I don't
know. We talked about it on this
show. I know,
show.
And I saw it a couple times.
A long time ago. Kill something.
Fuck.
Kill
my
something.
My head already hurts trying to
figure
it out.
Oh, my Christ. Phoenix police arrest a man in Phoenix on Monday on suspicion of raping an unconscious woman live on a popular video hosting website. Probably live video.
Or Ustream.
And it was probably all fucking laggy and glitchy and
right.
stupid.
If it worked at all.
Excuse my face. According to a court document on February 26th.
Excuse her face.
That was her
right?
face.
My face.
February 26th, 09, at about 5 a.m., 20-year-old Jonathan Hach. Set up the webcam built into his laptop and broadcast live as he sexually assaulted a woman whom he knew for less than a month as she lay in bed unconscious. The wow. victim had reportedly been asleep for up to 6 hours before the assault.
Is that a hit and run?
Occurred. Kinda. Kinda is. That sucks though. Like, he should have known that with the flash media encoder and like a Logitech,
well, yeah.
he would get much better frame rates.
Right.
And then his built in.
You need the 2.0 Carl Zeiss cameras.
At least.
You do.
1.3 when you're raping.
Just don't cut it.
It's a lot of movement and shit, man.
Yeah.
That it'd be all
you
pixely.
Want that rape in high quality.
I know, at least. I
yeah.
want to be able
I mean,
to
if you're
click
do
HD
it,
on YouTube.
Go all
and,
the way.
Yeah, go
yes,
all the way.
Yes, John.
I don't know how much moving there's going to be in raping
well,
an unconscious
him.
Chick.
Well,
yeah,
it probably
it's
only
just,
lasted like 30 seconds.
Yeah, but she's unconscious and that's fucking hot, so you're going to be like, boom!
Yeah,
fucking.
He's into it.
15 seconds at most, right?
Yeah,
probably.
A minute tops, like.
If he doesn't come beforehand.
Right.
I mean, that's pretty fucking hot.
Yeah, you know.
While being interviewed by Phoenix Police, the woman said she became aware of the assault after friends text messaged her about the video. Hey, two new messages. WTF?
I have it archived on live video,
what
no big deal.
What is that? According to court document, the woman then found pictures on the website of Hach lying next to her as she was asleep and naked from the waist down.
How do you not wake up when you're being sexually assaulted?
You are knocked the fuck out.
Drugs, maybe?
He must have drugged her because...
Or very drunk.
Dude, I wake up when he rolls over with a boner and it touches me.
Like
how
this.
Often is that?
Every night.
Every night.
No, every Jesus. Morning about when we wake up a little bit, up. He gets up and it's not even hard and he'll just kind of put it on me like, penis. It's touching you.
Does that bother you?
Penis. No, it's fine. I'm not totally awake, so I'm just like, whatever.
Yeah.
No, I did not wake up and get on that. I'm sorry.
Wow.
Jesus Christ.
He had nothing to do with this.
Whoa, pop up. Whoa. Okay. So, that sucks for her. Phoenix police issue a search warrant for the website's content to try to obtain the live video of the assault.
Live video.
But it was all shitty and laggy,
right.
And the cops couldn't use it for anything.
Nope.
They couldn't even tell what was going on.
In the
I guess.
Video, Hach. Reportedly made comments about him being able to commit the assault without her knowledge while he performed various sexual acts. So he was like, I bet you I can do all this crazy funky shit and she won't wake up.
And they're like, dude, well, I'm on that.
Who wants
so
that
bet? Bucks,
how many?
Dude.
How much drugs did you give her? Because
virtually,
enough drugs, of course not.
Well, you don't know that. I didn't tell them that part.
Well, yeah, but you should just, you know... think about
after
it.
Viewing the 5-minute video, Phoenix police arrested Hach and booked him on charges of sexual assault and surreptitious videotaping. What? Police say
what does
Hach
that mean?
Surreptitious? Is it like repetitious?
Maybe.
For videotaping without knowledge of. Noun.
So, multiple times?
Surreptitious. Time? Police say Hach is allegedly very popular on the site for his sexual behavior. Have you ever heard of this guy? One of the guys in there maybe jerking it off?
They don't talk about anything besides their penis.
Does that guy look familiar? That's
I
him.
Don't look at their
that's,
face.
That's
right.
Jonathan
the camera's
Hoff.
Probably not even on their face.
If I saw his penis, I might be able to tell you
right.
who he
understandable.
Is.
Understandable.
Maybe.
Right. Police say, that sucks totally for you guys. There may have been similar acts of this type involving the suspect. Apparently this chick is a huge fucking slut. And that is it for that story.
Is that it for episode 200?
I'm going to play some fucking voicemails.
Woo!
Goodbye, then.
How Thank long you. Has it been since we played voicemails?
Thank you to everyone.
Since last episode?
I wasn't here.
I know, but we played a voicemail.
That has gone to thejamhole.com/ shut your fucking mouth / vote and voted for us. Appreciate that. Thejamhole.com/rush. And do you know what you're doing? And
you guys are cut off, so don't say anything.
The Book of Matthew, you can have it. If
for how much?
Go to thejamhole.com/donate and give us $10.
I thought it was $20 last time.
What are you even
or
saying?
Or was it $17 for the shirt or
what?
Something like that?
What are you even saying?
$15 shirts,
are
$10
of,
CDs.
Hey, are the Book of Matthew shirts done yet?
Is there such a thing even coming? Did we even plan that?
No. Have we ever even talked about that?
Never.
Is that good?
Yeah.
Yeah? Did you turn the levels down?
Yeah.
Fantastic.
Hopefully it's where it was.
All right. First voicemail. Maybe. And go.
Hey, it's 26. I'm pretty fucking pissed off. So first of all,
of
I went down to the local skate shop because I was going to buy some awesome Bad Brains van. But now I'm driving home because I forgot my wallet. But I didn't forget my phone. And you know what's right in front of me right now? A fucking Escalade. And it's so this fucking Escalade for some dumb cunt that runs a day spa. I'm driving down the fucking road. It fucking stops in the middle of the road. I'm like, well, this person break down. I'm waiting for someone. I look in the back of the window. Oh, they're fucking putting on makeup. Hey, you dumb cunt. I hope your fucking like makeup like stabs your fucking eyes in. We're not a fucking drive. Oh, my fucking word. Don't see dudes fucking putting on makeup or shaving. Like, what the fuck is this shit? You don't fucking do that. You stupid dumb bitch. I bet you're in your 40s.
Yep.
I bet you fucking watch Ellen.
Yep.
I bet you fucking listen to Cher. And I bet you fucking suck.
Yeah.
I love that guy.
Praise Superman.
Praise Superman.
Praise Superman.
Apollo 1 says 26 is such a happy soul.
Yeah.
We enjoy that. The only person on this planet more fucking miserable than myself and you.
He's the most 26. Emo person I think I know.
Yeah.
I think so.
Very angry, though.
I know.
All right, next
that
voicemail.
Too.
This is from a local number. Ooh.
Ooh.
Ooh. Awesome.
Word to that.
Check how long
hey,
it
Matt
is.
Hey, Matt and Brayden and
Whoa.
All of Jam Holia.
Whoa.
This
Whoa.
Is Alana
Whoa.
Hotbutt.
Whoa.
And I was calling to congratulate
Whoa.
You guys on your 200th episode. That's a nice big round number. I've been listening since probably around episode 30, and I haven't missed a single episode since, and I still look forward to my Monday, Wednesday, Friday jam hole fix. I love what you guys do, and I can't wait for your live show at the VFW. Can we maybe get an update on how those plans are coming along?
Mm-hmm.
Thanks. Love you all. Bye.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Oh, another set of boobs that rival my own.
Competition.
Damn you!
She's got some nice boobs.
You know what happens when two succubuses go at it?
Fucking
head
fucking
to
battle
head.
Of the gods almost.
It's like a fucking Super Saiyan just fucking... Duh!
Right.
Yeah. Fuck yeah.
Clash of the Dragon Balls.
Clash of the fucking Titans. Dude. That is so awesome. And number three, maybe. Yes.
Hey, what's up, Jam Holios? This is Capital Z from Stereo Radiation Podcast.
Hi.
And just calling to tell you congratulations on your 200th episode.
Thank you.
Be really fucking proud because that's way cool. You guys
Fuck yeah.
put out a lot of shit.
Whoa!
Oh, I mean a lot of stuff. I don't mean like
and I mean
I'm
shit.
Making a judgment on y'all. So anyway, peace out, Charles. Keep it rocking. Keep it coming. See y'all soon. Bye.
Yeah. I didn't know it was like such a fucking momentous thing.
Big
I was
thing.
Thinking like when we become Spartans would be, but
I just honestly I seriously have nothing else to do.
Yeah, like what else would we be doing right now other
I know.
Than sleeping?
Talking
I would be
myself.
Having sex.
Yeah.
I don't know about you.
No, but if we didn't have the show, I probably never would have met you. Let alone be
yes,
able to impress you.
Yes, we would have
you.
Met.
You don't know.
I was like, I do a podcast.
I didn't
podcast.
Meet you for the show.
Butterfly effect.
Wet.
You don't know.
Yeah, you don't know.
I didn't meet you because of the show. I met you because I was drunk and
you
worked next
that?
To the bar I was at.
That doesn't mean you would have ever gotten together still.
Does it matter? We came back and I had no clue what the fuck this stuff was.
I
we ended up fucking anyway.
Yeah.
That's what happened.
Whore.
I know, right? Oh
my he was God. A fucking, I don't even know how to put this. He was a cock tease, kind of. Yeah, like, I was getting, like, the female version of Blue Balls, and I was like, you know what, I'm tired of this, so let's fuck.
I kind
of
like you, I don't want to just fuck you on the first date. And
I remember you telling me that.
Yeah.
After you fucked her.
Right. She made me.
She made you.
She made me.
Wow.
I needed dick at that
point.
And
then she deprived you.
I had been single for, like, 6 months before that, so I wasn't getting any action from anywhere.
Fantastic.
Yeah.
Poor little you.
He was coming on to me pretty hard.
Uh-huh. Pretty hard.
He was also pretty hard, I'm sure.
Of course.
Yes, he was.
Do you guys have anything else you'd care to say?
Not at all.
On this episode 200?
If you guys have anything to say, come over to Braden's mic, please, now.
Whoa.
Yeah.
Oh, they can't talk.
They can't talk.
You guys can't talk unless you come to Braden's mic.
Well, yeah, but... That's fucked. Sorry.
John's giving us the sign language finger.
The show's over anyway. Wow, dude. But the volume's all turned down now. You're totally going to hear the clicks of you dropping that on the desk.
Right.
When you listen back to this, and okay. I'm sure you're going to love the shit out of that. Whoa,
okay. Okay, you guys can talk again.
We'll edit that out. 20 minutes. No problem.
Well,
no
since
problem.
You went through all that effort, Matt, good for you. Congratulations.
Hey, good for all of us.
Right.
This is
thank
good
you for
and thank you for
us.
Having me along with you.
That's right. This
we
is good for
you.
All of us. We yeah. ride coattails. We will have coattails to ride.
Yeah. Yes, John.
Thank you for getting me out of the house. Yeah. It is very nice for you to have someone like me on your show. Thank you. Thank you.
You do that too good.
He does.
You do that too good.
I worked at a group home just so I could learn how to do it.
Oh, was she? Kitty was just on the table
she
on
is,
the table
that is,
during the show.
That is fucking no.
Kitty does
she's
not.
She's laying
do
down
that.
There like, what happened? I was not just there.
That
what are you talking
negative.
About, dude?
All right, well, 200 episodes. Thank you guys so much. It's been a blast.
Wait, you absolutely. Got a 2.5-hour show tonight.
We enjoy that. Show will be up sometime eventually soon. Friday, we'll be in the studio with 26Z for 201. If you guys like the shit, thejamhole.com/donate. Give us some cash. You get some stuff. And if you notice poop stuck to the toilet, that is Danny's handiwork.
Yeah, goodbye. Thanks for that.
Goodbye.
Bye-bye. You are listening to The Jam Hole. The Jam, The Jam, The Jam Hole.com.